mix master AJ Twist, spitting demon tea. And on the mic.
Illumis episode, and Illumis is the Firefly Pokemon, which I think is the exact same as Bulbeat, right?
I don't doubt it.
I think they're both the Firefly.
I don't doubt it.
I mean, they're not created between evolutions. I'm sure between the two exact twin Pokemon, they probably got the same shit anyway.
Yeah. And then it's another one of those duo Pokemons that were, like, I think specifically made for that game when they first introduced double battles. What is this, Ruby Sapphire that we're talking about? This third gen right here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we're in third gen already.
Damn,
that's,
man.
Crazy. I'm still shocked we're in 300 right now, though. Every week, I'm like, are you sure it's three?
We're going to have to, after a while, we're going to be praying for the next fucking Pokemon series to drop before we catch up to them, you know what I mean?
Seriously.
Yeah, man.
What up, Mr. Carnival? Welcome back.
All right. Well, hey, guys, we're on a very special episode of Unfocused. And, yeah, we're also available on, you know, mainly twitch.tv/collision28.
Yeah, that's where we're live. On youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast, where you can catch a lot of videos over there, all the recent podcasts, a bunch of older stuff there, too. And Twitter, @unfocused28.
@unfocused28,
we're on Spotify.
We're also on Stitcher. Right.
Damn, he says, come see me in Pokemon Sword and Shield online battles.
Wow, are we getting fucking threats online
Sword
right now?
Sword and Shield, that's the recent one, yeah. Dude, I was breeding and shit back in X and Y, but I kind of fell off after X and Y.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I think that's where a lot of us fell off.
Tai Chi notices we're in the wrong positions.
Wow.
Which is true.
We're all turned around. We're living life on the edge today.
It's sort of a new setup in here, that's why.
Yeah. We're also on, yeah, you can email us at unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
That's right.
So if you want to, you know, tell us things to talk about, which someone did today.
Oh,
so we're going to have to
do that right now.
Let's go ahead and get that out of the way.
Let me get that out of the way real quick because it's lame. Like, it's not even worth. But
not even a good one?
No, it's not. It says, hi, this is from someone named Alex San Filippo.
Uh-huh.
It says, hi, I emailed you back in June about free Podmatch membership. And something about, like, they want us to join their networks and stuff like that.
Oh, I do remember that. And I do,
really?
I do remember ignoring the shit out of that. I think I do remember you telling me about that. And I was like, meh.
He's the founder of Podmatch. Oh, that does sound familiar, though.
Yeah, no. I think you told me that happened. And I was, and you're like, should we get back to that? I'm like, nah.
They now have 18,000 podcast hosts/guests on their platform. So even if you're not looking for guests for Unfocused Podcast, you can register as a guest to be on other people's podcasts to promote your show. You can join for free at blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, you're giving me an extra week to do shit now, right? So I'm going to have to start recording more shit to put out on Wednesday. So maybe I should do that. I don't know. Is it boring?
What
is
I don't know. I've never checked that out. I don't want to go check it out. We don't need that shit.
We don't need that. Well, this is the podcast about video games, comics, anime, you know, all that stuff, movies. But yeah, before anything, I want to say, you know, we're really sad. We've lost a member of our Voltron, you know, that we are. You know, one of the founders of this podcast.
Yeah, exactly. One of the founding members of this podcast.
Yeah, so DJ Ray sadly has, like, left us. But, you know, he's always going to be with us in spirit, you know. And make sure that you know, if you get a chance, try to support his GoFundMe for his family. And we'll post some little links for it.
I can get that link
here
right
and
now.
Later on the Twitter as well and on the website. But, yeah, you know, just, he is a very special part of this show. And, you know, we just want to honor him and... this episode is dedicated to him. You know, we really miss him. So,
yeah. It's hard to talk about right now. Like, I would like to, like, go and, like, you know, talk about it a little bit, but I can't right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about
but
it.
But maybe later
episodes.
On. Yes, but, he's passed away Monday morning.
Yeah, but you know,
If anyone's interested, there's that. Go help out the family and stuff like that.
Yeah. But yeah, thank anybody who's watched,
if you're able.
Yeah, support if you're able. It's very important, you know. Anyone who's watched episodes with him in it, you know, thank you for supporting and following. Anyone who's seen it with him as part of us, you know, that's when we were at our best, you know. So we're gonna try and keep the spirit up, you know, as we always do. So, all right. That being said, let's continue this episode. Shall we start off with reviews or shall we start off with news?
On Focus Weeks.
On Focus Weeks. Man, I'm all thrown off.
This week has just been so weird because Labor Day and then just all the other shit. And then, yeah, but. Yeah, on Focus Week. So last week we didn't have an episode. So I guess there's a lot to catch up on, but I don't think I did too much, honestly. We need to catch up on some What Ifs, right? Which we'll get to later on.
God. we do. Goddamn.
I did watch Shang-Chi. Got to say it correctly now that I know how.
Yeah, now we know the right way.
I think it was in a trailer too, where he was talking about how to pronounce it.
Oh, I remember that happening, and Kevin Feige even saying in the thing Shang-Chi, he went out of his way. And I think that is the right sign. Yeah, and a little thing where they were like telling a little bit about each project coming out for Phase 4. He kept saying Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. And I was like, man, I don't care if they do say that's the right pronunciation. I'm still going to call him Shang-Chi. But after you see that movie, it's really hard to call him Shang-Chi anymore. It's Shang-Chi. Yeah, yeah. That's the right way to say it.
We'll get more into details with the movie later on. aside from that, we played Digimon, right? We've been playing Digimon.
Been fucking killing it in Digimon was what we've been doing.
It's like the opposite of the Shyamalan thingy for Doctor Strange, yeah. Which I don't know about that either, but I get the reference too, though. But yeah, so Digimon, I went ahead and traded some more stuff. So I we've been collecting cards for like months now, and I had again just a bunch of cards that I wanted to get, and a bunch of cards I wasn't really doing anything with. And again, none of you guys wanted any of my stuff either. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go ahead and trade more stuff. And what can I trade? I think I had bought some packs recently too, so I did pull some nice stuff out of that too. And so I went ahead and traded it in again. So I didn't get a full amount. I think I got like 20, maybe 30 bucks worth of cards. Mm-hmm. And the cards I was looking for in total was about like 40 bucks. So I'm like, all right, I don't mind paying the difference. So I got to beef up some more decks, which I got to play with.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, what deck were we battling with? Were you got me pretty good. I don't know, one of them. I can't remember which one.
My yellow deck. So I have two yellow decks now. I couldn't merge them. They didn't feel right merging them together. So now I have a dedicated Lord Nightmon yellow deck.
I don't know if I told you. I'm going to be following in your footsteps because I felt the same way. Like, I like having that Hex Blaumon in that deck because it was dope. Like, oh, nice. I'm turning the whole game around. But the more that would happen, I'm like, I should just have a deck for this fucker.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because it's totally different from the strategy I'm trying to do. Like,
yeah, you can have a more focused strategy. Yeah, exactly. So
ironically, a more focused.
So that's what I wanted with that Lord Lightmon, because I feel like this thing, I know there's extra cards to help it along as well, and I don't want to remove shit from the other focus I have. So like it's two different focuses. So I unfocused them.
Unfocused them. Damn, I love it.
or they were unfocused.
And that's called branding, motherfuckers.
So I did that. So I got cards to kind of fill that deck out. Also, I was missing some stuff from my purple deck that I also got for as well. I think that's about it. I like that purple deck. Actually, Wags and I were playing, so I got to like play that purple deck a lot, which is a Dan Devimon deck now. I played it a couple times with him, and it was doing pretty good. And then me and him went over the deck real quick and made some suggestions. Like, he was helping me out, like, yeah, why don't you take this out? I'm like, yeah. And I, what do you think about this? I was laying everything down. I was like, what do you think about this? What about this? This doesn't work with this. Do you think I should take this out? So we're kind of talking about my deck for a little bit. And he made some suggestions. I was like, all right, let's try that. And then just two card suggestion. That's right. I took two cards out, put two new cards. I swear those two cards made a difference in my deck.
You know, sometimes two cards is a difference. I told you, man, once I put that Positron, I took it out now, but when I had that, once I put that Positron laser in my deck, that is two cards. That shit came up so often. Like, not every game.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Yeah, surprisingly. I'm like, what the fuck? What are the odds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, man. Two cards makes a big fucking difference.
But it did make a difference. The weird thing, though, is that those two cards came up back-to-back with each other.
What the fuck?
I just threw these in here, and I shuffled this thing good. I know I did.
That's wild.
But Wags was here the other day. We hung out, and we played some Digimon and stuff. So UFS, too. Got to play that Universal, or, yeah, what's it called now? Universes?
Is that what it's called? Universes?
That's the new name they're going for, but the original name of it was UFS for Universal Fighting System.
I like Universes. That's pretty, it's smart because it says Versus and Universes, like multiple universes. Like that's pretty clever.
Right?
I
yeah.
I thought about that.
So we played that too. So we did that the other day. Also, aside from like cards and shit like that, I did watch more Hunter.
Hunter I X saw Hunter. You watching Hunter X Hunter, man.
So like, that new season dropped at the beginning of the month. And we're almost, I think there's like 8 episodes left to watch.
Anyone who's watched the sub or the Japanese version, he's basically talking about the last two arcs, which is the Chimera Ant arc and the Hunter President arc, the re-election arc. Yeah, the Hunter election arc.
Yeah. But yeah, that ant stuff was crazy and freaking scary.
How scary? It was almost like a horror. You know, I always, I think you and I talked about this. Every arc of Hunter x Hunter feels like a different genre.
Mm.
Like the first one, I don't remember what the first one, it was like a tournament style thing, the first one.
Yeah, it was them like learning, like how to become a hunter. Like we're kind of being introduced to the, you know, to the world in a way.
Yeah, and you know, just them fighting in matches and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, it felt like a tournament kind of thing to me.
Yeah.
Second arc was like a mafia crime arc.
Yeah, true. Right? Yeah, it had that new group that was kind of like a group on group battle type of thing almost.
Yeah, that's true. That was the new mechanic, like group on group. Like,
yeah.
And then, you know, then after that it was the Greed Island, which had a video game theme to
it. Yeah.
And then like, now you get to the ant arc and I really feel like it's just fucking horror.
It kind of is. Yeah.
It's just fucking scary. And it's scary from the first episode, you know, as soon as the arc starts right away, like some kids get like eaten or something horrible that. And you're just like, what the fuck? And then it just gets worse.
Yeah. If anyone is worried about spoilers, I'm going to talk about a little bit of spoilers really quick, guys.
Maybe put the red thing up.
Ooh,
anyone who plans...
So?
Yeah, if you're going to talk about Hunter x Hunter, some people haven't seen it, I think. But yeah, we're going to get into fucking Hunter x Hunter
right now. Just for like a couple minutes here, just because I want to like talk about some stuff with T here, because like...
We've been waiting to have this conversation.
I don't really have questions. I more have like just like...
Comments,
I suppose.
Concerns.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, so if you see the spoiler alert sign still there, like then you know we're on the topic right now. That's kind of what the point of this is up here. So
you were warned.
Yeah, exactly. So things just went. This is a whole different storyline that I'm not used to, because in some storylines they're like, oh, like this is our plan. This is what we're gonna do. This is how things are gonna go down, and it typically goes down that way, right? Like in most stories, more
just
anime,
slight variations here and there.
Yeah, maybe a slight little deep. Like, oh, that little thing was new, but everything's still like exactly what we're like you thought was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
This shit just every time something is about to happen, it just goes a total like 180, 270. This into a different direction. You're like, oh, that shit's not supposed to happen like that.
So,
like,
I assume you're talking about the break-in, which was 10 or 12 episodes to tell you about 5 minutes.
Yeah. Not only that, but even before that, like them just finding Kite and like, okay, Kite's going to be the new dude who's going to teach him and lead him off and hopefully like, you know, help Gon find Jing, his dad and all that, right? No, freaking dude dies.
Kite's dead.
Dead.
And, right away in front of you.
And then the freaking Chimera Ants too, just like that's the other thing. Like, okay, they're going to evolve, but they're going to stop him before the king is born and all
I
that,
know.
Right?
Oh, I know.
No, that did not happen.
And they have so many chances and you're just like, God, you guys fucked it up.
And just that evolution line, like just the fact that they can eat something and then a day or two later something comes out and now they're like they got that power of that thing that they just ate, which is why they're all messed up in the beginning and all weird looking, because they're just eating like bugs and like animals and stuff like that. But then they eat a human and gain intelligence and all that. You're like, okay, that's not supposed to happen. Let's hope it doesn't get worse. Oh,
and
they found an end
user.
Okay.
And you're just like, oh my
it's
God.
It's going to be fine. And then the user's going to kill him before anything even happens. No, and then user gets eaten and is like, oh shit. And then they start evolving and learning powers. I was like, this is bad.
Jesus. I mean, as soon as they start doing, once that fool started lining fools up to get socked.
I was like, they're too smart.
If anyone doesn't know what we're talking about in Hunter x Hunter, there's a moment where a guy starts realizing that contact with Nen can open up your Nen.
Yeah.
So he just powers up his Nen, starts socking every ant.
Yeah, he's like, punching people.
Yeah, if you're lined up. And I just could not help but laugh in that moment, even though it's not funny. I was like, wow, you got people lined up to get socked?
And then the fact that they realize, like, oh, wait, eating Nen users will, like, you know, speed this up. We got to go find Nen users now, right? And so they start going
they
finding people.
Them.
They start hunting them. Yeah, and
they're
then...
They're hunting the hunters.
Pretty much. That's
hunter,
true.
Hunter, right?
True. And then, the king actually becomes born and all that. You're like, all right, this is going to be done pretty quick. No, he fucking escapes, takes off. People are just like.
And what does he do? He gets board game players.
Okay, that was fucking crazy.
I knew you were waiting.
I love the King shit because him playing board games, I just like the fact that he was just competitive. He had a competitive spirit. And like it wasn't down to like, okay, like this fool's beating me, I'm just gonna kill him. No, he's like, no, I wanna beat you in this game. And then that whole arc with that one board game,
forgot the name of the game. Chess Master Komugi?
Not chess. It was it's not Go. It's something. I'm not even sure if it's a real game or not.
Oh, maybe they made it for that.
Gungi or something like that.
Gungi, yeah, that's right, yeah.
The Gungi player, yeah. So that was crazy. Oh man, what else?
Honestly, the whole time I was telling you about to watch more Hunter, it's because I really wanted you to see that whole thing.
Yeah, no, that was I love that whole the whole thing, and that they literally spent a whole episode of them just playing and him just learning strategies, and it's like, all right, okay, I know how to fuck the strategy up now. And then the Gungi player is like, just changes it up, and he's like, what the fuck? Okay, no, all the infinite possibilities I thought of,
shattered.
There's a new infinite possibilities. That just sounds like any other game. Fighting games even could be like that sometimes.
So you see
too.
A wave dash.
And then the fact that there's that one that same episode, I believe, too, is like, he's like, all right, I'm going to do this. And then there's no way they can break out of this. He's like, all right, I stunned her. Like, I got a rhythm broken. I got this shit, you know? And then the girl was just sitting there, like, just pausing for a second. And she finally makes a move. He's like, what the fuck? And then he's like, why did you pause? I thought I had you. He's like, and she's like, well, I paused because that's a technique I used to use.
And it made me feel emotional.
And
yeah.
I got emotional from it because after I used it, everyone else started using it. So I had to find a way to fucking break it. And just me
and
going back. She's like, just to find that, you know, just to relive that memory of me having to find this one move to break that was just, you know, it was a little emotional for me, so I just had to pause and breathe for a little bit. And I'm like, damn, she pretty much invented the game.
Yeah, she reinvented the game, right?
Yeah, he's just fighting the inventor of the game in a way. So I don't know, that whole thing was pretty crazy.
That's a good way, you know, that's an interesting way you look at it. He basically, as far as how knowledgeable she was about it, he's basically playing the inventor of the game.
Yeah,
you're right. That's I like that perspective. I hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah, because she pretty much developed all these strategies, and she's just seeing all the strategies that she's always come up with, and she already knows how to break them, so that was pretty cool. And then on top of that, all these freaking ants are freaking Yu Yu Hakusho freaking territory bitches now. They're over here building
Bro, I know!
Right?
Oh, this is another thing I wanted you to see this for, because I'm like, dude, they're territory motherfuckers! Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, that's crazy that... I just like the creator wanted to do more with that in Yu Yu Hakusho, so he just brought it into Hunter. It's kind of my thought process on that. But yeah, that Chidufu though, I liked him a lot. I like the fact that he was learning how to develop Nen. He developed his own little world, but then he was just not smart enough to figure out.
Cheetah. That's right.
The Chidufu, he was cool. I liked him.
And he was like, wait. So you made yourself a projectile that moves, that shoots at sonic speed. He's like, but if you can run faster than it can shoot, why'd you make it?
Yeah, he exactly. He's like,
oh. Shit was great.
So that whole match was funny. But then just the way I wanted to see his power, oh, I have a new power. I want to use it on someone. And then fucking Killua's dad just comes in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I was like, that was, oh, man.
that one guy said, tried to warn him, you know, the old man, the grandpa. Yeah. He's like, hey, you better dodge, look up. And he was like, I'm not going to fall for that.
But yeah, that whole part when they fucking start burging in there, oh, man, just how every moment was broken out. At that moment, this was happening. But at that same moment, this happened. This is what these guys were going through and what they were thinking. Just a whole episode to explain, maybe 1 or 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was
not even, it was more a minute, because the fool holding his breath, and then and then he let go of his breath. Okay, it's probably been 3 minutes. And then that's it's only been 10 seconds. And, you know, he wasn't able to hold his breath for 10 seconds. Whole time was 10 seconds.
That shit was nuts. Yo, okay, so there's a question I always ask every Hunter x Hunter fan that gets this far. Why the fuck didn't Netero tell them about Dragon Dive?
Tell anybody.
He could have fucked them. He could have killed them all with that. Like, he should have told them.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, if you can fool your friends, you can fool your enemy type of thing. I don't know.
I mean, maybe that was the only way to make sure that no... You know what? I don't think that what you said is correct, but I think that maybe that's the only way to guarantee that the enemy could have never found out about it. Because one of them could have got caught or captured at some point in the recon.
Yeah.
You know, because they were all doing a lot of information hunting
Tech
and shit.
Saying lazy writing. Maybe. Of all those breaks he takes, he probably forgot.
Right.
I was like, oh, I never wrote the part, but he's telling him about this. I guess we're not going to do
it. Fuck it. They're going to get hit by it. Yeah. He's like, I guess some people got to get hit.
Yeah. But someone did get hit, right?
Yeah. Fucking Shoot.
No, they didn't get hit. The Gungi player got hit.
Well, Shoot got hit too. Remember, his leg was broken because he
was it from that?
Yeah, from the dragon dive.
It was from the dragon dive. Okay,
yeah, when the staircase collapsed from it, he broke his leg.
Oh, I thought it was from just the fight they were having with that one dude.
No, that's how he responded. Was remember he came up with that new thing where he was jumping on his fist and
yeah,
that was wild. By the way, I was like, oh, this is dope.
That was pretty sick. Yeah,
but you're right. When the Gungi player got hit, I was like,
yeah. And then just like everything turned from there. So that's another time where things just went the wrong way that I thought it was going to go, because Gung was all pumped to go fight freaking Pito. And then she like all of a sudden is like desperate to save this girl all of a sudden. And her whole mentality just changed. And he was just like kind of throwing off, but didn't believe her. He wanted to be mad at her. Like that just got kind of weird.
It was really emotionally trying, actually, watching all that stuff, because you're like, damn, what should he? Because even you're like, what should he do?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know what he should do. Like,
yeah, exactly. Like, just all those plans just kind of went out the door. It was just, it's crazy. That was kind of the main things I really wanted to talk about, really.
Oh,
but,
man. We'll have to talk about more another time. We're going to have to make a separate video just about this. Do you know Hunter x Hunter videos are very rare on YouTube, and usually whenever someone makes them, the fucking views shoot the fuck up, because Hunter x Hunter fans are fucking thirsty to hear people talk and theorize about things. So
right.
We should maybe make this a separate video at some point. That'd be pretty cool.
Maybe. But anything else to mention about Hunter before I take away the spoiler for Steven?
What do you think about Kite, bro?
Kite? Okay, I haven't seen Kite yet. So we know Kite was basically dead. And then the last thing I saw was just that little kid was like, my name's Kite. That's all I know. Is this little girl is like saying that she's Kite.
What do you think, though? Do you have any theories, any thoughts?
Like, I don't know. Freaking, it was eaten and became a freaking a chimera ant. That's like my only thought. Or that maybe Kite has an ability to fucking give him that state. That's my other thought right now.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
Those are my two possibilities of like how that could have happened.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that. That's a really good thought. Showing your intelligence to the fans right now.
Dude. All and right. The other thing too, is the fact that so many people can create so many fucking weird moves, weird attacks off of their Nen. Like the fucking wolf dude. Like, what type of attack is that? Where he shoots missiles at you to make you tell the truth or some shit like that?
Oh yeah. And if you lie, it fucking hits you.
Yeah.
Like,
right. Like that's some
because
weird.
Because
like,
he's a paranoid person.
Yeah.
And so that's the whole thing about Hunter x Hunter. Everyone's powers depends on who they are, and sometimes that's useful, sometimes that's not.
And then the lion dude, too, like, he has this fucking iPad.
I knew you would like that fucker, or that power, at least.
Not that I like the power, I just think it's so fucking weird. Like, I think it's cool, but, like how the fuck did you come up with this whole rule system he has to do and have a receipt, and he has to, you know, tell them, like, hey, you owe me one or some shit like that for the attack to him to get the attacks and all that. Like, that's just such a weird mechanic.
You know,
so speaking of weird mechanics, too, just the thing I just learned yesterday, last episode I watched, was fucking the little sister or the little brother.
Let's not even talk about it
that
right now.
Like,
Jesus Christ.
Needs a fucking book. Needs a little manual to understand to like how this like character's powers work, man. Like,
and wait till you find out more. That fool's not a regular Nen user, bro. There's even more to that.
Oh, like, man, I'm not even sure if my brain's ready right now for all that shit, man.
Dude, okay, man. See, I'll give you one hint that'll help you. I think that'll help you guide a little bit more in the Hunter x Hunter world. Don't forget the rule that Nen is the power of Nen is increased after you die. So a lot of things that are not possible kind of become possible when you die or when death is involved, or and also when you don't put rules on things. So you know, real quick, I remember how Gon and Kilo were like, we want talking to Kurapika, and they're like, we want the power that you have. You're fucking powerful.
Yeah,
and he's like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want this power I have. I got this power from making rules that put my life on the line, and that's why I'm so strong. But you guys could be stronger if you just train and build your power up.
Yeah.
But
and didn't Gong just do some shit like that?
Exactly. Gong ignored Kurapika specifically, and when he said, I don't care what I have to give up. Give me whatever it takes to kill Pito.
Yeah, no, he said, give me all the possible power that I will have, or something. He said something like that.
See, he's the
like,
English changed it. That's,
oh, did
that's
they?
Not what he said.
Oh,
wait,
okay.
Tell me what they said in English. I'm interested.
Yeah, it was something like give me all the possible power that I will ever have. Something to that effect. I was like, all the power that he will like ever have.
Yeah.
That's
you know
like
what?
A fucking big way to put it. Not like all the power like necessary, not all the power in the world, just all the power like I will possibly have.
You know what? It's, you know what? Damn, I actually kind of like how they said it in English. That actually makes more sense than the, I mean, the Japanese one makes sense, but the translation to English doesn't quite flow as well as what, I think that's actually a really good way they said it. Because what they say in the subtitle, which is kind of different than what they say in Japanese.
I watch dubbed, guys, okay? Don't tell Steven, he can't hear us right now.
But they say, he says, I don't care what I have to give up. Whatever it takes
he
to kill.
He did say that, too.
He says, whatever it takes to kill Pito, I want that power. And that's what he says to himself, and that's probably what activates the Nen, is because that's the lack of a rule he just put on it. I don't care what it is. Take whatever you want from me. Whatever it takes to kill her, I want that power. But the furthest Nen could ever give you is your highest point of power. It can never give you more than what you're going to get one day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, or at your maximum potential. So I like the way that English one said it, because it makes it a little more clear.
Yeah, because like when you said that specifically, like that's a weird way to say that. Like all the power I will like will ever have, like potentially have, like, and then the fact that he like becomes like almost like grown up is like, oh, this is like him at his peak, like in the future. I felt like he like took himself from the like the future came to the past, you know, to kind of help out. It's kind of almost what it looked like.
Yeah, he took the power from his future self and like, I want it now, like, just give it to me now.
I'm gonna make some weird hand motions right now just because in case someone is watching, like, you know, just be crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Watching while I was muted, you know, like,
yeah. Anyway, but one last thing I want to point out. So one thing that was left out of the anime that is in the manga that I do not know why they left this out. Remember how they told that whole story about that one motherfucker Gyro and how bad he was?
Yeah, which I have a sneaky suspicion that maybe it's pronounced Hito. But anyways, go on.
No, I think it's Gyro. Anyway, anyway, I like that though. Hito is what Spanish.
Because of the food, you know, the Gyros.
You're stupid. You just broke my brain right now, fool. Wow.
Go on, though. What about him, though?
Wow. Your suspicion. Okay, so you remember how that guy was like, they talked about how bad he was, and they built up his whole story, and they show you that the fucking ants ate him, right? And then, like, basically they're saying, like, they got some of him inside of them, like, that his evil or, you know, his spirit's out there, whatever, right? He's going to be brought, you know, he's out there somewhere.
Okay.
In the book, they go out of their way to tell you that motherfucker is walking around as a chimera ant now. And he's all bandaged and wrapped up, and they don't show us what he looks like. And they say specifically, when he's in, when Gon and Kilo are training to beat Knuckle and shoot, they say, when they show Gyro in the book, they say, at this moment, Gyro and Gon could have crossed paths.
Oh.
And it could have changed the future of what's going to happen.
Interesting.
But they didn't meet. And we don't know if that's going to be beneficial or harmful for Gon.
Huh.
And I was like, what? And then they never talk about it again. And they finish the Chimera Ant arc, and they never show Gyro again.
Hunter, what if?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, what the fuck does that mean? So I feel like, and they went out of their way to say how bad Gyro was. And now he has the power of an ant. And
that's interesting.
So I wonder if he's going to be the final villain one day.
Or like a villain for an arc or something like that.
Because they spent a lot of fucking time talking about him, man. A lot of time. You know, it was almost the whole episode.
Yeah, they spent some time like talking about who he was.
And you're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Tech asking, are they in hiatus again? I think they are, right?
Yeah, they've been in hiatus for the last 2 years. Which, oh my god, I don't even want to talk about right now.
Anyways, I think we're done with Hunter right now.
Yeah,
right?
let's take it off.
All right. So we go back to Rafa the spoiler, guys. We're back. No more spoiler.
But now we're gonna talk about Marvel.
Oh yeah, right. That was just Unfocus Week, dude.
Oh shit, I gotta tell my Unfocus Week.
Yeah. Wait. Other thing I did, Evangelion 2.0. Yeah. Like what the fuck? Okay, remember how we saw what's her name with the eye patch? We're like, why did she have an eye patch on?
Yeah.
I think it's because she was in that unit 5 or unit 6 that got destroyed. Instead of the friend being in that, it was Asuka instead.
Toji wasn't even in there.
Yeah, it wasn't Toji, yeah.
Oh, AJ, that makes a lot of sense.
So I think that's why she has an eye patch in the fucking 3.0. Because, like, when that started to happen, I was like, wait, what
Bro.
The fuck? Like, they put Asuka in there instead. I'm like, oh, the eye patch. This makes fucking sense now.
Dude, thank you. That's right. That makes sense. Oh, that. Thank you for telling me that.
Well, Tech says they answered that in the newest movie. So maybe it's not that. If it's not that, then I'm still fucking confused, but I'm glad there's an answer for it, though.
Okay, good.
I haven't got to the new movie yet,
and
though.
Please, Tech, don't kill it first.
Yeah, no spoilers on that.
And you know, I think we owe it to cast it and watch it how this podcast started now. Danny's not with us, dude. You and I gotta watch it and cast us watching the whole movie, and or we can watch it and then recast it with us talking shit about it. We kind of have to, man. I feel like we owe it to him. Anyway, it's the finale, you know.
Yeah.
anyway. Okay, so my unfocused week. What have I done? Shit, I don't even remember what I've done now. Splatoon. I played some Splatoon. I read some Daredevil that Brian Michael Bendis huge-ass fucking omnibus I have. Okay, my boy Kaloost, he gave me that X-Men omnibus. I kind of started reading through a little bit of that. That's pretty badass. I read a little bit of that Sandman book 2, trying to get ready for that movie or for that show coming out, live-action show. We watched the Marvel What Ifs. Not going to talk about that just yet. And otherwise, I think that's about all the major stuff, man. Digimon. I built my purple deck.
That Lilithmon shit.
Yeah, I was actually able to pull off a Lilithmon loop. It wasn't very good, but it worked, and it got me a gang of memory like it's supposed to. I just had to learn how to execute it better. So that was a lot of fun. I think that's really about it for my focus week, man.
I think so for me too.
All right. That being said, we gotta talk about a few things.
All right, so we're back on spoilers, I guess, right? What are we talking about first?
All right, first off, everyone, we're generally entering the Marvel range of spoilers, and a lot of Marvel things have come out.
Yes.
I say we start with What If, because we missed one, so we might as well talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right, Marvel What If. So let's start with episode 4, which is the one we saw last time, or the one we saw and didn't talk about.
Episode 4, right? And that was...
It was an episode called Fuck Around and Find Out, right?
What was that fourth episode?
It was called What If Doctor Strange Lost His Heart Instead of His Hands?
Yeah.
And like I said, fuck around and find out. Because Doctor Strange fucked around with some shit he shouldn't have fucked with. Everyone told him not to. So
what was the change in that story? Was it the fact that he didn't get in a fight with that one chick, with Christine? Was it Christine?
He never got in the fight with her, which didn't let her be at the ball.
Yeah.
Or at the party.
Because otherwise they got in a fight, and then so he went alone, and that's why he had the car accident and lost his hands, right?
Yeah.
But in this timeline, like, they didn't fight. They went to that party together, and then they left together.
And no matter what, he crashes, his arms are fine.
Yeah, he's fine, dies. But she doesn't make it.
And
that's the change.
And they actually brought Rachel McAdams back.
Oh, she was? Okay.
That was her, yeah.
That's cool.
And they even got the same news reporter, the Marvel news reporter. They got her back, too.
Oh, for real?
She was only there for a second, but they got the same actress.
Oh, that's funny.
The one that was in Iron Man 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Anyway.
That's funny. I gotta go back and see that, because I don't remember. But, yeah. What? Okay, so.
Man, he does go to Carmitage. He does learn their shit. But then he goes further and goes after the books of...
Oh, okay. I remember my beef with it now.
Okay. Well, wait. Let's go over it real quick. He goes to get the forbidden books of... Who was it? Castiglione. Which is an old school famous sorcerer who also makes appearances in the Marvel comics. And that guy is actually a Doctor Strange villain. Hmm. An evil Doctor Strange villain. And I don't know if you remember that monk that showed him the library. His name was Obadiah.
Okay.
Guess what? That's Castiglione's real name.
Oh, okay.
And he's a villain in Doctor Strange, so you could say that maybe he led him there on purpose to fuck with
snap.
Him. Yeah.
Cagliostro. Leviosa.
It's Cagliostro with a G. Cagliostro. There you go.
Allegedly, says Tech.
Yeah. I'm not saying that he was the villain, because he did seem to kind of try to redeem Doctor Strange at the end, so maybe he wasn't. But in the book, he's a bad guy, and he did kind of lead him to downfall.
And the current MCU kind of changes names sometimes and makes him someone else once in a while too, right? Like,
but that's his name,
bro. Some of the minor characters, shit like that, right? So.
And when the guy asked him, you're not Cagliostro, are you? And he said, I'm Obadiah. But he never said no.
True.
So I'm like.
Yeah.
Anyway, also realize he said I've watched you live through centuries, meaning Doctor Strange, after he started eating all those demons to get more power, that had been happening for centuries, and that guy had lived at least long enough to be an old man to die for centuries. He said, I watched you do this for centuries. You know what I mean?
Like, that's so interesting.
Think about that. Like, so there's a big ass time skip there of hundreds of years.
Yeah, I wonder how much time had passed. I didn't realize it was that long.
And maybe that's why no Avengers got involved.
Yeah.
Because there are no Avengers.
Wow.
In the future.
That's interesting. I didn't think about like how long it took him to do all that shit.
Yeah, me no, I didn't know at all. I just heard that old guy say that when he was dying. You know, when he's coughing and dying and talking.
So that
shit
would mean because he had the time stone with him that whole time then, right? That means the time stone never got found. That means Thanos probably never happened then, right?
Huh. Yeah, that's why Thanos never happened. I'm assuming at least it didn't happen, yeah, right? Huh. Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, aside from that too, okay, the crazy part too was the fact that, okay, before we get into that, the fucking octopus thing came back again, the squid thing that I think is
Shuma-Gorath.
You're saying it's Shuma.
Two appearances, fucking with Doctor Strange. Yeah. Shuma-Gorath don't like Doctor Strange. So, I mean, this is why he doesn't like Doctor Strange in the MCU. Because, you know, Doctor Strange outsmarted him. Maybe he's like, I'm going to find you in every universe and fuck over your life in every universe.
Hmm.
Multiverse of Madness. Calling it right now. Calling it right now, guys. But it never went far enough into the future to say Thanos didn't happen. No, it did. They went centuries. They said it was centuries. That's what we're saying.
That's hundreds of years.
Hundreds of years past the Thanos timeline. So Thanos
or past
definitely
when it was supposed to happen.
Or maybe
right?
It happened and he was just in the
in the past.
No. Yeah, no, that was in the present.
I always leave it a tech skater to get technical, which shit like we're talking about.
Confusing us. Yeah. No, they said that he was in there absorbing those demons for hundreds of years. So that means that from the moment that Christine died, which was 2009,
2008,
13-ish,
I don't know.
13, because it had to be after the Battle of New York.
Yeah.
2013-ish. So after Christine died, hundreds of years after that. We're talking 2200, 2300, something like that. And that's why they go out of their way to not show us the world. Because the first thing he does when he gets all the power he needs is he reverses time and goes back to the moment.
True. So we don't even know where he actually was in time.
Yeah.
We just know back he went back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's true too.
Yeah.
And then with all that power, couldn't save her in any way, which was just crazy. Like no matter what he did, even like leaving like the ball without her was not even a possibility because people came to, like no matter what,
she was
there. That was a point in time that was always she was always gonna die no matter what.
Even if he didn't go to the bar, she meets him at whatever other bar he goes to and tries to drive him home. And still dies.
Like, yeah. He even prepared for that first thing, too. Like, okay, last time I went around this truck, shit went bad. I'm not going to go around the truck. And instead, he gets rear-ended, right? And shit still... Like, there's nothing that he could do to stop it. He kept reversing time. Time looped himself, pretty much, right?
And the Watcher just staring down at him like,
you. That was a crazy part, too. Like, oh, no. And the fact, too, that freaking Doctor Strange, at some point, was like, who's looking at me? You know, like he felt the Watcher's presence, that was crazy. And then later on, he's actually able to speak to him. He's like, I see you there.
Yeah. So
I was like, damn. So does that mean that Doctor Strange is eventually strong enough to fucking notice his presence and speak to him like that?
Oh, you know what? That's an interesting way to think about that. I was just thinking more that he was an asshole and he knew Watcher was there, but didn't bother to ask him for shit until shit went totally wrong. But what you say is actually a good point, too. Maybe he had to get powerful enough to really see him there or to feel him there.
Yeah, because as he was absorbing those demons, he felt something. He just didn't know what it was. But later on, after he did all that absorption shit and finally tried to go back in time, and then he actually noticed him and started actually talking to him, like staring him in the eyes, if he had any, and talking to him. So I was like, oh, shit. So Doctor Strange may eventually one day be able to talk to this dude in the future. Possibly.
Yeah, that's a good... Oh, in the MCU. I see your point. Oh, AJ. Okay, I didn't think about that. Man, good shit, AJ. I'm focused, guys. All right, so I think that basically covers Doctor Strange, except that was the darkest fucking thing that Marvel's ever done.
True. Okay, my beef.
Anything. What's your beef?
Where's Mordo?
You know...
Where is he? He was not in there. My whole thought, like, oh, okay, Marvel's gonna come through and stop this fool, right? Because he doesn't
that's a good point.
You know,
maybe the Ancient One casted him aside because she still came to stop Doctor Strange.
True. Yeah.
So maybe she's casted him aside already. Maybe she something that happened. Oh, maybe Strange not being there, you know, didn't distract her from Mordo because you know she started turning her attention to Strange and Mordo started kind of straying off the path. Maybe she actually focused on Mordo and Mordo she kicked him out. You know, like, you're too arrogant. Actually, you need to go. Because she was real focused on Steven.
Yeah. So maybe she'd like because she couldn't focus on Steven this time.
Yeah, she would make Mordo the Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah, because you also made the comment, too, like, the other day saying that Strange was able to become Sorcery Supreme faster because he actually had his hands, right?
Right. He seemed to have gotten his title quicker.
Yeah, so maybe that's why the Ancient One didn't have to focus on him so much, maybe?
Well, I'm thinking more that before... Oh, yeah. No, that's... I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I think that's more of what it would have to be. Or maybe, like, she can... Maybe because of...
There's so many possibilities of, like,
yeah, I don't know
why certain things wasn't shown to us.
No, you're right. I don't have an answer for Mordo. I got nothing. Yeah. You're right. That's a good point.
Yeah, so he wasn't there.
Good episode. I dare say that's the best episode so far.
Yeah, I think that's all the things I wanted to bring up. Otherwise, that was just a good episode to watch. Like,
yeah,
it was kind of crazy.
In general, like...
Were any of the demons he was absorbing kind of recognizable
or
mentionable? No.
I tried to look at them carefully and pause, freeze frame all of them, see if I knew them from other Marvel comic things. No, I don't know any of them.
And they're so low level, and I even get their own little storyline in comics, huh? Damn.
Yeah, man.
All right, episode five.
This is off of one of my favorite comics DJ also liked, and I've talked about here on the fucking podcast plenty of times, the Marvel Zombies. I don't know if you remember anything I've told you about it, and that some of the things I told you about happened, actually.
I know you guys, like, were into the zombie shit back in the day. I've always wondered, like, what is this about? So did this episode kind of, was that anywhere similar to what, the comic series was about?
In some ways. Dr. Doom actually comes from the Ultimate Universe to a third Marvel Universe and stumbles upon the Marvel Zombies.
Hmm.
And that lets them get out and kind of spread to other places.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so that, it's kind of Dr. Doom's fault. And that's a world where Reed Richards was trying to fix something, and instead he made a zombie virus on accident.
I like the way this one happened. So in this case, when they go rescue Janet Van Dyne, right?
From the Quantum Realm.
From the Quantum Realm, she actually came back with some virus she caught there and ended up being some type of weird zombie that ended up spreading to the Avengers.
Yeah, she gave it to Hank Pym. And Hank Pym gave it to the Avengers. And
yeah, fucking bit Cap in the neck, and then that was game over from there.
Yeah.
I just thought it was crazy that they were smart enough still to use their abilities. Like, Zombie Cap was using his shield to block bullets. Fucking Iron Man was using his fucking repulsor rays and all that. Yeah, and then freaking Strange was fucking doing magic and all that. And Wong, too. Like,
yeah, so I'll tell you some differences, similarities and differences between the comics and the show.
Okay.
Similarities, yeah, that is one thing. They have their motor mechanics, so that also includes their superpowers.
That's
they
crazy.
Can still use those things, which is real scary when you deal with Spider-Man and Quicksilver, who can swing around or super speed around and take people.
No, the scary thing was freaking the Ant-Man, like, being able to be small and not being able to see him.
Oh, and getting on Captain America, he's like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, and exactly. Like, and then that was a virus right there. That's the scary part.
Did you also know that T'Challa was part of the Avengers in that world?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was interesting, too. True.
Hank Pym. Hank Pym's fault again. I think this is the Marvel narrative getting back at him for being such a bad guy in the comic books and, slapping
probably,
his wife.
Yeah. He's responsible for bad shit again in What If, says Tai Chi. But, yeah, that's funny. That's true.
Yeah. Some other similarities. Yeah, they do have their motor functions. One thing that's different is I don't think magical people keep their powers when they become zombies in the comics because your power to the energies have been cut off.
Because you're dead.
Because you're dead. Mm. And that makes it a little harder.
Yeah.
To tap. Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say the whole Spider-Man, like, we saw the teaser trailers where Spider-Man wearing the cape, or thinking like he was gonna be Sorcerer Supreme. So that's not what happened then,
that's
right?
That's not at all.
No,
what
it was just the cape was just there chilling, like, yeah, I'm gonna chill with you, Spider-Man.
It saved him one time. Yeah. That was pretty cool. And then it eventually switches onto the head of Scott Lang, which is hilarious. Oh man, Ant-Man.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That was hilarious.
Tai Chi says, "Bet in the Ultron episode, Hank Pym's responsible again."
Oh man, because in the comics, Hank Pym makes Ultron.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Also, one other thing I think is pretty cool about this episode, I was noticing I'm a big horror movie fan.
Okay.
And they went out of their way to catch every zombie movie trope.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone, which is one, the hero. Well, I'll just give you a three to spitball off of, just to think about. One, the hero doing some badass shit to fight off a bunch of zombies, and he's fine. And then actually he has a little scratch on him.
Ah, yeah.
That's a trope.
Yep.
Another one, thinking they're safe and protected by someone familiar, someone human feeling, but that human is harboring a zombie, which, Vision was doing with Wanda.
Yeah.
That is a thing in zombies.
That was scary too, though.
And also, usually zombie movies end with them finding their last hope and going to the final safe hope. And then last minute in the footage somewhere, they'll show you a little thing to show you that maybe that place isn't that safe. And us, they did a lot worse.
Yeah.
and showed us that our boy Thanos is kicking it most of the gauntlet.
Yeah, because I thought about that too. Unlike as the episode was happening, I'm like, wait, this all started because Hulk came back to Earth
to warn about
Thanos, because that whole thing's happening from Endgame, right?
And then the Black Order was outside.
Infinity Ward. The Black Order was out there, but then they got zombified right away, and they're like, and then it just went to zombie mode from there, right? Completely forgot that Thanos was coming through to get the gems, right?
Yeah.
And then at the very end, just to see Thanos, I was thinking, like, wait, what about Thanos coming back? Because I was also thinking, like, oh, okay, that still happens. Vision still, you know, loses the Mind Stone in some way. Okay, that's still a thing.
And Wanda still has to grieve over it. That's sad.
Yeah,
She still loses Vision in every fucking way. It's so fucked up.
That happens, too. And I was like, I wonder if Thanos ever... And then all of a sudden, you see Thanos at the end. I was like, oh, man, that... And he's a zombie, too, with the freaking gauntlet. That sounds scary. What is it going to do? Like, eat half the universe or something?
Turn half the universe into zombies?
Yeah, maybe. It's already almost there, right? I don't know.
Well, that's just Earth.
Or would he save humanity and take away the zombie virus with the snap?
He's a zombie himself at that point, so I don't think that he would do that.
Or I guess that would be the story from there, is like, okay, we got to get the fucking gauntlet to snap everyone back into existence from the zombie. Like,
that's what I think it would be. I think first he would turn half the universe into zombies, and zombies would be raging all over the planet. That's first thing. Mm. And the second thing is, them responding, yes, let's go get that back and change all this back, because this is fucked up. And I think one of our fans says they wonder how he got the Time Stone, because Zombie Strange was still in New York. Actually, Zombie Strange was not in New York. He came through a portal to appear in New York with Wong. So maybe Zombie Strange... went to go intercept Thanos, or before he was a zombie, and whatever the clash that they had resulted in him being a zombie. That's all I can think of, because we don't know how long Thanos was a zombie for, and apparently his zombie body still was questing the stones, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy.
I was thinking that maybe Thanos showed up on Earth anyways, and when he got there, he's like, what the fuck, these are just zombies, and like they went to attack him. It's like, whatever, is like actually... got scratched in the process, and then that happened.
That his arrogance would be his downfall.
Yeah, so I feel like that's what probably would happen. He got all the stones from wherever he had to, and then finally came to Earth for that last one, and then he got zombified. That's why he had all the stones. I don't think as a zombie you would be worried about getting all the stones.
Well, that's what our viewers asking. How did he get the Time Stone?
Yeah,
so I'm saying that he must have came down to fight.
Oh, he had the Time Stone. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Doctor Strange was probably still on Earth, dealing with the zombie threat. So, because Doctor Strange came through a sling ring, and showed up in New York. He wasn't in New York.
Hmm.
He showed up in New York through the sling ring, and so I'm wondering if Thanos went to Doctor Strange directly to get the Time Stone. You know what I mean?
Maybe there's that one moment he knew. He's like, "Here, Thanos, you're gonna need this because you know this needs to happen for us to win." So,
maybe that happened sooner,
and I'll go back real quick. Maybe that happened. I don't know.
Well, he came back as a zombie, so I don't think he would have the willingness to do that.
Yeah, I have no idea. Like,
getting somewhere though, because that's an interesting point.
Yeah.
What else? Giant Wasp was fucking terrifying.
I was like, that's a bad idea. Don't. Take her outfit away so she doesn't have the ability to fucking shrink or get bigger. Just take her outfit. Come on, guys.
Or burn it at least.
Burn it, something. Just separate her from the outfit, please. Man. That's all I was asking. And then we saw that.
You can't do it.
And the other thing I thought was weird too, actually, was that Spider-Man made a video of how to survive the apocalypse, right? But he was showing his face.
I mean, it didn't matter anymore at that point.
I was just like, that was weird. That he's like, why is he showing his face on fucking YouTube and shit?
Yeah, I'm assuming that when the apocalypse happened, you know, he's like, he wants to make people feel comfortable. Like, I'm a regular guy. I don't know. That's just a guess. But I will say that I found interesting is...
angrily chucking the bodies at the quad jet.
I know. That was funny. Yeah. I was like, damn, wow. Throwing fucking zombies at them, huh?
It's like how it just like tapped the side of the plane, just flew back like it was going to do something. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Did you notice that? Was the Wasp kind of feeling Spider-Man?
All right.
I was like, man. So it's funny that she would fall for both Ant-Man and Spider-Man.
Because they're both funny people?
They're both bug people.
Or bug people, okay.
And then also, isn't that funny?
Bugs?
Isn't it funny that Mark Ruffalo had said, Bruce Banner had said in the movie, there's an Ant-Man and a Spider-Man? Yet in this reality, he got to meet Ant-Man and Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Isn't that kind of like, that's the kind of shit the comics would do. Like little head nods to things that happen in the canon. Like, you know, like, oh, he gets to actually meet them in this reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So that's kind of funny. There was something big I was going to talk about. One thing that's parallel from the comics, I don't know if you remember me telling you, is that T'Challa is one of the last survivors and leaders against the zombie revolution, missing a leg because his leg has been cut off because he got bit by a zombie.
Mm.
And so they kept that into the show.
That's cool.
And okay. May I say, he almost made me cry by that comment about the afterlife. And may I also say,
mm-hmm.
I got to see Spider-Man and Black Panther talk before he died. I finally got to have it.
Okay, that's cool, yeah.
I got to see them interact, you know, with the glove pass. And now yeah. I got to see them talk. Like, all my dreams came. The only better thing I could get is him, Captain Marvel, and Spider-Man.
Right,
fucking chilling. Talking, and, you know, chilling.
Yeah.
Are we going to make this a review-only episode? Look at what time it is.
I don't know. I think I'm kind of done with the zombie episode, though.
Yeah, is there anything else we need to say?
I don't think there's anything else to mention, really. I think I got all the things I wanted to get
out. Our viewer says Uncle Ben was actually mentioned by name, finally.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done that before.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay. Now, on to the main event. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
New spoiler.
Holy shit. Oh, okay, first off, what did you think about it?
Honestly, I went in not knowing what to expect other than what I saw in the trailers, because I don't know anything about Shang-Chi. I don't know anything about the Ten Rings. I don't know anything about
the Mandarin,
quote unquote, now, right? I know none of that. So I didn't know what I was about to get into.
And
it was pretty good. It was nice. It was like it felt different, but still felt like Marvel in a way, I guess, right?
There's parts I felt like I was almost forgetting I was in a Marvel movie.
Those parts for sure, like in a different realm and all that part kind of just felt different. But like, just to see, I think they made it feel like Marvel shit by like putting people like Wong in there and all that, Abomination, and all that.
That was a smart move, because it would have felt super disconnected.
And then the other Iron Man 3 dude, not only Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, Trevor Slattery.
Yeah, not only Trevor, but also the fucking blow up, one of the blow up dudes were in the ring.
Yeah, they were fighting, one of the extremist people were fighting.
Yeah, extremists, there you go, yeah. So that was cool to see there too. Yeah, I don't know, good time. It wasn't what I expected. It was fun. I got no bad things to say about it. I got no complaints.
All right.
I don't think I have any complaints.
Oh, dude, I don't have any complaints. In-depth analysis, man. Fucking, I love how they reworked Shang-Chi's dad into the Mandarin, how they made all that make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there is one thing that's a little disappointing to me, not super disappointing, it's just a little disappointing, is that Iron Man was really just a footnote to him. That was really just a little side project he was trying to do. And when Stark fought back, he was like, all right, fuck, I'm done. I'm done with you. He didn't care about Iron Man. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm like, okay. That's a little disappointing to me, because Mandarin and Iron Man are like fucking enemies, you know?
Which I don't know anything about. So, like, I'm actually okay with this.
Yeah. And it was a minor complaint. It's not even like it made anything bad. I was just, even forget about like the comics, though. Just the fact that whole thing with Tony Stark was like, he just gave up on it afterwards. Mandarin's like, okay, I'm done with him. He got away. I didn't get to take Stark Industries. Fine. Like, I don't know. I felt that was a little weak. I was like, I thought you kind of seemed like a conqueror. I'm surprised you would let it go that easily, you know?
Yeah.
That's my literal only complaint about the movie. Everything else was perfect. I love how he downsized. Like, oh yeah, he's like, they made the world afraid of an orange. Like, that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah, that was cool too.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, man. I don't know if this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but I actually like the Ten Rings in the movie better than the Ten Rings in the comic.
Okay.
Because here...
Yeah, because I don't know the origins of the actual Ten Rings from the comics either. But I think they're actual, like, finger rings, though, right?
Yeah, they are finger rings.
Where here, they're more like bracelets.
Yeah. But the origin might be the same. Because the comics, they are ancient alien tech. He's taken from a crashed alien spaceship, and he just made them into rings.
Okay.
And so I think that it could be the same thing, but it's actually just alien tech. He didn't make them into anything. He just took them. And they are very unclear as to where he got the Ten Rings from.
Yeah.
One person says he got it from a crater of a fallen meteor, and another person said he found it in a tomb.
Yeah.
Which could be a fucking Kang reference.
Hmm.
So, and maybe that's why, spoiler alert for the end credit scene. I mean, spoiler alert for all this, so I don't care.
There were spoilers.
In the end credit scene, they said even Captain Marvel, who's been to a gang of alien worlds, has never seen that tech.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from the future.
Oh.
And maybe Kang, as Ramatut, went back to the past and took over Egypt with the Ten Rings.
Right, right.
And was defeated by the Fantastic Four or Apocalypse, two people he's been beaten in the past by both, you know?
Okay.
And he left his rings there.
Okay, I like that.
And fucking Mandarin found those Ten Rings, and he's using Kang's future shit. And so we think it's magic, but maybe it's just fucking tech.
Yeah, and the fact
Thor
that
Thor has said before, magic is just tech you haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
Right? Didn't he say something like that?
Yeah, he said something like that. Or like it wasn't more like what you guys call magic, we just call it technology. Like or say he said something like that.
Oh, what you guys call technology is what we call magic. So yeah, something like that.
But yeah, I just thought that, I don't know, like, and the fact that it's giving off a signal to something and they don't know what it is either, is pretty cool. I like how they use that to kind of set up, you know, what can possibly be in the future and all that. Mm-hmm. Also, like, one of my questions sort of like, I was kind of confused in where this takes place in the current timeline. I thought it was in between Endgame and Infinity War.
That's what they had originally told us.
Yeah, but it looks like it takes place after Endgame.
No, they confirmed that it is after.
Yeah.
But in early, I mean, I guess it was early interviews and talks. It was supposed to be between them. But you know what? Maybe they weren't done writing the story at that point, and they changed it, before it came out.
Yeah, because I was, like, thinking, too, I'm like, man, now that he has this power, like, where was he during the final battle if they knew who he was, especially since Wong was coming through and all that?
They got a poster for post-snap. There's a poster for post-snap dating.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, for post-snap
dating. Oh, babies. Wow, okay.
Yeah, so it said, if you've been affected by the snap, you know, call this hotline and you can date, blah, 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 blah.
That's funny. I didn't catch that. But yeah, well, what are some of these, what are they saying here? Makes you wonder how long the 10 rings wasn't activated because they were put away in 96. Yeah, and then, like, what, they just became reactivated when the mom dies, which was, what, roughly, I think, like, early 2000s, I believe.
Yeah, early 2000s.
Because they're
probably around the time Iron Man.
Because they're playing DDR, DDR Extreme.
Wow, look at the nerd timeline with the gaming. Nice, AJ. They were playing DDR Extreme. It couldn't have been too
far. Which came out, like, in 2003, somewhere around there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right. No, for real, right, about that time.
Early 2000s, right? So,
yeah.
So that means the rings were like, they weren't in use in that time. So it was definitely more closer toward, I guess, when Iron Man started to become a thing, right?
Well, before that, because Iron Man's 2008. So that's right when he was ramping up.
Mm.
And like you said, he just started getting his criminal organization.
Yeah.
And so he probably just put his eyes on Stark Industry right there.
Now, the reason why I know it's DDR Extreme was because I saw them playing DDR. I'm like, oh, cool. I couldn't hear the music or anything. But in the end credits, you know, I like to read the title of the music that were in there, and I saw Butterfly Upswing Mix.
I heard it.
Smile DK.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, it was the Upswing Mix. I'm like, wait, that's the Extreme version. I'm like, oh, they're playing Extreme. So
this guy's a detective. I didn't even know that part. I didn't know that's how you figured it out. That's pretty good.
That's how I figured that out.
You're a beast, bro. That's pretty sick.
Anyways.
Yeah, man. That was pretty great. I also like. Yeah, so I'm sorry. I'm focused, guys. My point was I like the Ten Rings in the movie better because in the comics...
But you're going back to a connection from a while ago where we're just talking about why Taichi was mentioning why they're like wasn't active since 96.
We talked about it.
I guess we talked about it, right?
Yeah.
So probably like 10 to 15 years that they weren't active.
I think he probably put him back on 2003. Let's say that. 2004. Mm. Let's say 2004 to be generous.
Okay.
He had 4 years to start building his empire back up.
So about 10 years, I would say. Was put in the 10-year range.
Mm-hmm.
From 96 to 2006-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll say that.
You could say maybe he met Obadiah Stane in 2007 or sent his guy to meet Obadiah Stane in 2007.
Maybe like that.
Yeah, so right. So anyway,
so back to
The reason I like the comic, this one better than the comic one.
Mm-hmm.
Mandarin is a martial artist. He's a fighter. He like that's what he does. Like he fucking hits Iron Man and like fucking fucks up his armor and shit.
Oh
like,
wow!
You know he hits it in the weak points and fucks up his armor.
Yeah.
Which
nice.
Is something Shang-Chi can do too. Which is I like that they fucking put those characters together.
Mm-hmm.
They can both hit Iron Man and make his armor fall off by hitting the weak points.
That's cool.
Him being that kind of person. His powers never really gelled with me because each of his rings has a different element and a different energy it controls, and it's almost all projectiles. It doesn't really fit with his martial arts thing.
Yeah.
I never liked that.
Mm.
And this, him actually being a martial artist and using them as a martial arts weapon as part of his shit.
Like some type of whip or like...
Or even a beam at some point.
Sometimes.
He is on some Dragon Ball Z shit for a minute, man. I was like, what the fuck?
Mostly like I like the whip aspects of it that he was doing a lot of time. Almost like nunchuck type of thing sometimes too.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, it was kind of like a projectile, like a blaster.
Yeah, he even made blasts come from the ground and shit.
Oh, that was pretty sick. Yeah. Dude, okay.
Which is a total Dragon Ball thing, but that was like a scene straight out of Dragon Ball Z, just so you know. Goku versus Frieza, if anyone doesn't know. Underwater Goku.
This gave me Avatar feels, by the way.
Yeah, the airbending. How about that?
Yeah, the airbending. I know. I'm like, whoever this director is needs to go do the live action Avatar, man.
Yeah, man.
Because that was pretty sick.
Anyways. I agree. I thought that was super dope, too. I was pretty impressed. I was like, oh shit, that's how you do airbending. You know, that's what I was feeling the whole time. Yeah. That's how you do airbending.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, for sure. From Wakanda or Eternals? What, the weapon? Wonder if we see Eternals, if there's a shot or something hitting the Earth. Makes more sense for it to be after Endgame. We wouldn't worked it out, kind of assuming.
No, I don't think Shang-Chi was blipped. I think he was there because they don't mention it in his flashback. That he would, and that would have happened at some point.
Oh, yeah, Awkwafina's brother is Zuko, by the way. That's right. The brother, when they were having breakfast and all that, that brother is going to be the actor for Zuko.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. So yeah, I noticed him when I saw him. I knew that. I actually noticed it when I saw him. I was like, that's one of the Avatar kids.
That's funny.
I didn't realize it was Zuko, but I knew it was him. I knew it was one of them.
Yeah. Was he born in 96, 98, Shang-Chi?
Born by then?
I thought he was...
I thought he was already
Math
born.
Math is hard.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would have to look it
up. I think roughly, right? Because, no, he would have to be born in 96, right?
Isn't that what they said? Like, they got together and then, like, they were already, like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
But, okay.
Known Katie for 10 years.
Yeah, that implies there was no blip when him.
Okay, also, too. Goes to San Francisco at age 15. Okay, but the other thing, too, I was thinking was, oh, my God, I forgot. I just had it in my head, and I forgot what it was.
What's 98 plus 15?
A big number. It's my brother's age or something like that, at least, because my brother was born in 96 or 98.
2013 would have been after the...
I have two brothers, so maybe one was born in 96, one was born in 98.
And that would have been immediately the year after the Battle of New York, the same year that Doctor Strange becomes Sorcerer Supreme. So, how come... interesting. Something I'm going to draw this out later. Anyway.
Yeah, I had a thought that I was going to mention right now, and I don't remember what the fuck it was. Something about, I don't even know what it was. Anyways, what else can we say about this movie while I'm like thinking of like what was I going to say right now about this?
I like the interesting in Chinese culture. I like how they brought a lot of Chinese culture to it, which it's so fucking annoying that China does not fuck with this movie, and they're like not showing it and shit, and like actively like pushing against it.
Oh, well.
Even the song that was like in the first trailer, like they pulled that song because that was an actual Chinese song.
Text says Google the timeline. Some already did all the connections and all that for breaking it down.
Oh, there you go. I like to do it myself, god damn it. But anyway. Yeah, man, it was just really good. It got me really excited for the character. How powerful he's going to be now that he has the 10 rings, you know? Like, it's pretty crazy, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm interested, like, what type of tech, where does this weapon come from? I like that. Also, seeing Wong there and that fight with Abomination was pretty cool.
And confusing.
But like, why are they buddy-buddy? Like, that's the other thing I was wondering about.
I have a theory.
About. Okay.
You have
T,
one?
You may go ahead.
My theory is that Wong knew about the Abomination because he's a huge Hulk fan. Hulk, a burning fan.
Yeah, true.
Right?
True.
So he probably looked in to the battle in Harlem. So if he couldn't meet the Hulk because Hulk was in space, maybe he took whatever chance he could to meet someone closest to the Hulk or like the Hulk, which is Abomination. So he used his sling ring power to break into the raft.
Okay.
And meet him. It's like, yo.
Is that where he was at? Because I was like, where did he just go to?
I don't know. This is a guess. I'm assuming he put him back there because the last thing we heard about Abomination is that he was in the raft.
Okay.
That's the last thing we know. But okay. The last thing we know about him, but that was years ago, but that's the last thing we know. So I'm assuming Wong is like, yo, I'll hook you up with some freedom if you help me make some money, because they're always talking about how broke they are at Carmitage.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that he uses Abomination to make money, and that Abomination's payment is getting to get out of the fucking cage for a short time and get some fucking training and exercise, which will set him up to be ready for the Dark Avengers, because he actually has been getting exercise.
Yeah. Okay, that sounds interesting. And then also, one whole big missed opportunity, too. At the very, very end, one of the end credits scenes, one of the stingers, right? Wong comes through at the restaurant, and like he's like, Shang-Chi? And he's like, yeah, like we need your help. Come with me, type of thing, right?
Yeah.
And they gave him the whole spiel about like where's these 10 rings are from and all that. And he's like, all right, we're going to work on this. But first... why don't we do this instead? And they go karaoke, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the Eagles Hotel thing, like, okay, Hotel California, okay, cool, whatever. They should have done a Beyonce song with Wong, dude.
You know,
that would have tied it in perfectly with fucking Doctor Strange.
That's a good point. That would have been great. That would've if been they were hilarious. Doing Single Ladies, that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, Single Ladies or some other Beyonce song would have been cool.
But
that's what I was hoping for.
I'll tell you the importance of Hotel California.
Oh, okay.
Because now that he's involved in this whole Marvel thing, you can't fucking leave.
Oh.
And
I feel like him saying that to them was like, now that you're part of this, this is going to change your life type of thing.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a double meaning, not only for Shang-Chi and that whole character, but also for just for,
yeah, for him and
for him, like, and Awkwafina and, you know, whoever his real name is in real life and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now they got to watch what they're doing on Twitter and all that shit, you know?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't even think about
like
that.
Stuff like that. You
it's
know?
Like a meta message from Kevin Feige to them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He's like, don't fuck it up now.
Oh, by the way, where was Doctor Strange at? Why was Wong the one to come through and, you know, like do all that shit with the projection of the rings and figuring things out? Like, why wasn't Strange involved in any of that?
I feel like Doctor Strange probably has a lot of work to do as a Sorcerer Supreme to catch up on all the shit he hasn't been doing for the past 5 years.
Okay, because he was dusted.
Or he's busy being replaced by the evil Doctor Strange from episode 4.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know. That's, yeah. I don't even really believe that, but that'd be interesting. But,
and then why isn't Banner like half Hulk?
I think that's because of the gamma radiation expunged from the gauntlet. I think nothing can hurt the Hulk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he can recover from everything except for the same thing. What did Kurama teach us in Yu Yu Hakusho? The only thing that could destroy something unbreakable is itself.
True.
So I think the gamma radiation
actually damaged Hulk and Hulk got scared.
Yeah. And Hulk actually, I think his Hulkness is getting fucked up or like, not even, so he's not able to be Hulk anymore. Which could set him up for eventually getting his power back, like having to reawaken the anger in himself to get his Hulk power back, you know?
Right.
I think they might want to reset him from that Professor Hulk. I don't think they want to keep that Professor Hulk. That's just a guess, you know?
Right.
Okay.
What is there to mention? All right, so there's this whole...
Wait, one last thing. Hotel California.
Oh, yeah.
They just can't kill the Beast. The Dweller in the Deep.
Okay.
In the Dark.
That's exactly what I was going to go to next, too. Yeah. I was like, so what is that? What was that whole like thing that was blocked off? Is that a thing? Is that what is this? Is this part of New Realms that we're talking about, too? Like, what's going on with all that?
Well, originally I thought because it was a dragon and it knew about the Ten Rings that it was Fing Fang Foom, which is the original owner of the alien spaceship in the comic that Mandarin got the fucking ring tech from.
Okay, right.
Which is my other theory besides Kang, is that maybe Fing Fang Foom, which is a giant alien dragon.
Is Kang.
No.
Okay.
That the giant alien dragon really is the alien race that left the rings there. And he's coming back for his shit now. And those rings, which I've said this before, those rings being armbands for a human might fit like rings on the finger of Fing Fang Foom.
Of a big dragon.
Of a big-ass dragon. And we've seen them expand a little bit, too. So maybe they would expand and go right on his hands. And maybe he'll show us the real way the rings are supposed to be used.
Wait. Fing Fang Foom. Wasn't there a pop for him that just came out?
No. I think it was the Guardian Dragon. I don't think it was Fing Fang Foom. But look it up for me.
Yeah, I will.
F-I-N-G.
F-I-N-G?
Yeah. Space F-A-N-G. F-O-M. F-O-O-M.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's right there, but I spelled it wrong. Yeah, dude, there is.
Oh, shit.
So we actually saw, dude.
That's not Fing Fang Foom, though.
But is, why did he come up then?
He's the guardian. Because people are stupid.
Oh, okay.
He's just the guardian of the gate, you know?
Oh, okay. Because I could have sworn I saw that name on a pop or some type of toy or something one time. And I was like, interesting. I heard that name thrown around before.
Yeah.
Oh, it says the Great Protector. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Never mind. Okay. So then I don't know where I read that name from.
And probably somebody theorizing that the Great Protector would be Fing Fang Foom. You know?
Maybe. Okay. Well, it doesn't say that it is here then. Never mind then.
And so, yeah, since in the comics he's the owner of that technology, maybe that giant alien dragon is coming back for his rings and he's the one being called by the beacon. You know, so that's a theory too. But anyway, the Dweller in the Dark. In the comics, the Dweller in the Dark is a fear lord. Like Nightmare. You know, I think we've talked about Nightmare. He's a demon guy that like drains your power, your energy while you're sleeping and uses it to fuck shit up because he's Nightmare. And he's a Doctor Strange villain. Now, Dweller in the Dark is someone who can turn into that big dragon or a little humanoid form. But they didn't do the humanoid form in this version. But he's an offspring of Shuma-Gorath.
Oh, okay. You just find all these Shuma-like references.
I didn't make that up. It's just true. I don't know that he is that one. I don't know that that has anything to do with him. But in the comics, The Dweller in the Dark is an offspring of Shuma-Gorath. So
okay.
If they are setting him up, which is kind of looking like they are, like
find
more and more.
All your connections, T.
It's not hard, bro. It's not hard when they're there. You know? So, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, being a Fear Lord, one who drains magical energy, which this thing was trying to do, you know?
Yeah.
Shuma-Gorath, that's what he does, you know? So, I don't know. Really good movie, though. I fucking loved it. Yeah.
He's got to be banned to transfuse blood to Jen Walters, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing. I think that...
Says Saichi.
I think... You know what I think is going to happen with Abomination and Jennifer Walters? I think Abomination is going to be brought to trial to get him out of jail because General Ross wants him out of jail so he can use him. And I think, obviously, Bruce Banner would want to be a fucking witness in the stand for that. And the lawyer to prosecute Abomination or to defend Abomination might be Jennifer Walters.
Who is?
Hulk, She-Hulk.
She-Hulk, okay. That's
and if she, and if someone was mad at her for defending Abomination, some random person, they might try to shoot her.
Like Daredevil. No, sorry.
What the fuck?
I was trying to throw him in there.
You're an asshole. You know, some random person whose family died in the fight between the Hulk and Abomination.
And
maybe they're like, you're trying to defend that fucker?
Yeah.
Bam, shoot her. Bruce Banner's the only man around.
Huh.
She's the same. It's my cousin. She's the same blood type as me. I'm going to give her my blood. Bam, She-Hulk. Now, Abomination takes advantage of this fucking chaos, runs off. He's free.
Yeah.
Now She-Hulk's got to stop him.
But isn't her show supposed to be about her defending like random superheroes stuff like that? Or
we don't know. We said we heard that it's an action comedy. So we do know that she's going to be you know, defending people as a lawyer in some kind of comedic tone.
Oh, okay.
So I don't. Right. We don't know more than that.
And then also, Taichi mentioned that Fing Fang Foom is kind of racist sounding name anyways. So
is
they're
it?
Not going to use that name. Which is probably why they got rid of the Mandarin name too in the movie.
Well, the Mandarin name isn't racist. That's what those people call themselves. Like, they're from there. It's not racist. So, but Fing Fang Foom, yeah, that one is. They're just scared of the term Mandarin, but they don't know what it means. Like, when people, you know, there's people that are prideful to be Mandarin. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a bad thing. Anyway. Is there anything else we want to say? Any other connections? What do you think about the Ten Rings organization showing up again in the future?
Yeah, at the end, the very, very end credit there, we see the younger sister, who didn't really say too much, but she was pretty badass throughout the movie.
She was dope, yeah.
She was cool, but...
That's her first acting job.
Oh, for reals?
First job.
Okay,
Shang-Chi,
not bad.
Kicking ass.
Yeah, that's dope. And then, yeah, the fact that she's at the end, looks like she's taking over the Empire, rebuilding it there. Sounds cool. Is that a thing in the comics?
You know, I found out, I didn't read this stuff, so this is me finding it. I found out that that is a thing in the comics, and she's one of his enemies.
Okay.
And I think the way that that could perpetuate is maybe she wants to take the Ten Rings back for him, because it's the symbol of their organization.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's pretty cool then.
Yeah.
I got no other comments other than that. Like, I can't wait to see what goes on with that. And then, I don't think I have anything else to mention about Shang-Chi. Other than maybe we'll talk about it in the future if anything else comes up in the future, right?
Shang-Chi will return.
Right.
On Unfocused Podcast. Yeah. Wait, one last thing I want to say. Seeing the Ten Rings continue as they were with her running a criminal, you know, ninja organization is what it looks like. First off, I think we're going to get a bigger tournament now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, like a bigger tournament because she's probably going to keep building that thing.
Oh, yeah, because her thing was that big tournament organization thing, right?
Yeah.
Damn, so we're going to get Dark Tournament, Shang-Chi? Like,
maybe. That'd be dope. He has to work his way to fight her, you know? Imagine
right. She's
at the top of it.
That'd be cool. Tekken. It's going to be Tekken.
Tekken, but Shang-Chi.
We're going to see fucking Devil and Ogre in this shit, too, man. That's
we already got Abomination.
Yeah, exactly. That's talk Ogre right there.
True Ogre. Yeah. Right? Okay, so one last theory. My theory for Secret Wars, way, way in the future, the Beyonder's going to come and take the sister and use her to help him make a tournament of heroes versus villains.
Because
in this comics, that's what he does. He takes a bunch of heroes and villains and puts them on the battle world to fight each other. But I think he'll take her and use her expertise.
Yeah,
he thinks
to organize it, right?
Yeah, like whether he controls her or makes her his, like, Kodo, you know, whatever. I don't know what he'll do. But that's just a long guess. We'll
that's funny.
Right.
Taichi is saying the exact same shit right now. He needs to do some type of tournament movie. Redo the Iron Fist tournament. How does this connect to Iron Fist?
Talo
anyway?
Could be one of the 12 magical kingdoms that disappears. It does disappear and only appears once every 10 years, just like Kung Lung.
Hmm.
So, and there's 12 kingdoms in the Iron Fist comic. that need to be defended or conquered, you know, depending on who you're looking at.
Okay.
And Tao Lo could be one of the 12, and Kung Lung could be another.
Okay.
You know? We'll see. I don't know if they'll do that, though.
All right. So news? All right. I guess we're done with the talk of Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, right? Is every 1 year. Kung Lung is every 10 years. Interesting. I didn't know any of that. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and move on to some news now.
Okay!
This is the news.
The news.
Yeah! News.
What? Let's get it, crap!
All right, so as you just saw in our animated opening for news, right there, April's in there, right? Last week, we talked about April O'Neil. April O'Neil from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Last week, we announced that she was going to be in that new Shredder Revenge beat-em-up game, right? She's going to be one of the fightable characters. So not only will you have the four turtles, you'll also have her as one of the possible fighters, right?
Yeah.
Cool. Guess where else she's fighting? She's not only joining that match, that battle, right? She's coming to Nickelodeon All-Stars.
Oh, shit.
As a playable...
April's coming to Nickelodeon All-Stars?
Yeah.
What?
As a playable character.
April's having a renaissance?
I guess so, of some sort, yeah. In addition to that, though, we also got another announcement of another character coming to that Nickelodeon Brawl, or Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl.
Let me guess the company. Avatar?
No.
Okay, go on.
No. It's even more old school than that. I want to see if this video is actually the video. Bam, look it. Cat Dog. Yeah.
Yo! Cat Dog is joining us, is joining the fight?
Yeah.
Damn, with his song and everything.
Yeah, they look pretty sick. I got these levels look interesting now too, looking at them. Also, what we got an announcement just the other day too is we kind of got some matches. Oh, I want to see the freaking April one here. Come on, ads.
April's getting mad popular.
Yeah, but they also announced like the game mechanics, or at least show some gameplay of actual fighting and all that, and where everyone gets to see all the mechanics. I haven't watched that video yet, but I'll preview it in a second though. But yeah, April O'Neil. I wonder what kind of weapon she has, or if she has any. She looks kind of fast, actually, the way she ran right now.
Dude, she got some fucking martial arts moves too.
Yeah.
And oh, she reflects things. Okay.
Okay, she has some type of reflecting thing. That's cool. She actually has some fighting. Which, again, she does fight in the comics, and she did fight in some of the recent TV shows, too. So I'm not too surprised that they would do this with her.
Damn,
coming
April.
Out this fall, yeah. And I want to see this video, too, now. What are... I know we did some videos of the breakdown of the gameplay and all that. Show me the gameplay. Some people, I saw people already kind of talking about it, saying there's wave dashing. And I was like, what?
Man, yeah. You know they were cheap and did it on purpose. you know that fucking Nintendo got rid of all that shit. They probably put wave dashing and L canceling in this bitch.
Oh, this is like a break.
Attacks are the options you use to build percentage.
Oh, there's actually like a narrator telling you what you can do. We'll say we got some jabs.
And like you'll see with most attacks, they come in pairs of three. Light up.
Okay, so this is something if anyone's interested about the game breakdown, there's a video for that exists. I'll go definitely watch it at some point. I didn't have time.
We'll analyze it for you.
We'll let you know next episode, I suppose, or you can go find out for yourself right now. But there's some mechanics in here.
The direction of the attack.
The grabs too. Oh, like a that's a block. It looks like.
Initiates a perfect guard.
Oh, it was perfect guarding.
React.
Oh,
what the
okay.
fuck? Oh shit! It gives you frame advantage.
Like,
perfect guarding. Oh no!
Pretty much a parry.
Instead, just hit him right back.
Oh, it's got fucking bounce back. Oh, everyone can bounce back. Oh shit! You have to time it.
And that's with the parry, I think.
Oh no! That's a regular mechanic.
It looks a little bit easier as opposed to Smash, because I know you could do that same shit in Smash. And
yeah,
there's been some matches that I've seen that where they get lucky reflecting shit back and forth.
Yeah, like Lucas versus some Fox or something, and somehow they fucking hit it back a bunch of times. Yeah.
Oh, remember the black hole in Melee?
Remember we did it one time.
That was crazy.
By holding strength.
Using the left. All right. Well, anyways, this is.
I want to break. I feel like you and I should do an in-depth breakdown of this fucking game. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyways, that's a thing. So, this Nickelodeon All Stars Brawl is looking like it's gonna be pretty sick. Picture
this. All right. In other news, there'll be a new Poketoon cartoon coming out. Which, if anyone's familiar with those, these are awesome shorts made by the Pokemon Company. They come out. You know, they're kind of kiddish, but sometimes they're kind of adultish and dark too. Not adults in, like, a sexy way. Like, in, like, a fucking violent or dark way. Like, people go missing and shit. But I love the
Poketoons, like Generations.
Yeah, like Generations.
What's this one called? I did hear about that.
This is a special one coming out in 3 days.
Evolution?
This one, I don't know the name. This comes out in 2 days.
Yeah.
But this new one will be a special Poketoon devoted to Gengar. All about Gengar.
Oh, okay. This is something different. No, there's a new series coming out pretty soon,
Yeah, we talked
too.
About that already. Yeah.
We did talk about that?
I think maybe... couple episodes ago?
No, because that was just announced, I think. Maybe we did. I don't remember. Okay.
I'm pretty sure we did. Anyway.
So something regarding focusing on Gengar, it sounds
like. Because I knew about it, and I usually don't know about those
things. Are they going to talk about how Gengar is actually a dead Clefairy yet, or no?
I'd love to finally talk about that, which makes Evolution a head-scratcher, doesn't it? If Gengar's a dead Clefairy,
yep.
That's going to pose further questions.
True.
But, yeah, that's coming out on the 10th, which is 2 days from now, which is Friday, right? This comes out Friday. And you can watch it on YouTube if you want. I think you can actually watch it on the Pokemon website, pokemon.co.jp/EXPoketoon. And you can probably view a bunch of Poketoons there, too. They still have some of them in back order.
That's cool.
Yeah, I love these. I thought they would save this for Halloween, but maybe they got something more creepy.
Right, that's what I thought about Marvel Zombies.
Yeah, they could have done it. But I think that they need to tell the story in a certain way. Because I think, you know, things aren't connected yet. But I really have a feeling things are going to start getting connected towards the end.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that, too.
Maybe not every reality, but at least some of them, you know? That's just my thoughts. But okay. AJ, you got some news for us?
Yeah, sure. So we got also... Okay, so this one's a bit kind of sad and scary. The Soul Calibur, like, main director... I think it's Okubo, I think is his name. I forget his full name.
Okay.
He's leaving Namco. So the guy that's been behind Soul Calibur this whole time is leaving.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Namco Bandai. He's been there for 25 years. So, like, it's kind of scary because, like, what's Soul Calibur? So it just feels like now that Soul Calibur 6 isn't going to get any, like, a season 3 and then because he's leaving.
They're going to drop it, bro.
I feel like they're going to drop it and it's maybe even sort of like a new Soul Calibur. You know, maybe it might be better. I don't know. But that's kind of what's going on right now. He's going to a new game studio. He didn't say the name of it, but he said that it was in Japan. And I forgot what city he said. Not sure what game company is there, but I don't know. Maybe he'll make a new fighting game with weapons and somewhere else. I don't know. But that's kind of what's going on with that. Of course, you know, we'll be on the Soul Calibur news when it comes up if anything does change, right?
Yeah. Oh, man, that's sad.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you speculate, man? Do you think he'll make a new game with, like, weapons and shit?
I feel like, I don't know. I think he has something to do with Pac-Man as well.
Are you saying there's going to be a Pac-Man fighting game?
That's what you're yes, telling me. Yes, exactly. Right? Maybe he went to Nintendo. I don't know. And he's going to make... What if he went to Nintendo and he's going to be the new head behind the new next Smash game or something? Since it looks like what's his name is getting all tired and pissed off, right?
That'd be hilarious. That'd be some wild shit. That'd be the most groundbreaking shit I ever heard.
Right. So I don't know what he's going to do. New indie company, it says Tai Chi, is probably where he's going. Probably. Don't know for sure.
Surprise, motherfucker.
No, wrong button.
I heard a rumor. That one.
Anyways.
Okay, wait. Did Shang-Chi really say the Talo Gate only opens every year? I don't think that's what they said, was it?
Didn't they say
every 10 years?
The Tai Chi's earlier said Kung Lung is every 10. Talo's every 1.
I think Talo was took more than 1 year, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm bad at remembering little details like that. Oh, okay. don't come to me. I ran into like little things will catch me sometimes, but that wasn't one of them.
All right, cool. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's really interesting. Yeah, I kind of feel like they won't continue Soul Calibur because I feel like he fought to get Soul Calibur 6.
Yeah.
And I feel like that might have been his last hurrah, and that's why they gave him all those fucking cool team-ups and Haomaru, all that stuff. You know, maybe they were just trying to do him, like, a big goodbye. You know, now I'm getting a little worried.
Huh.
Oh, man.
Taiji says, Wenwu said something about once every year when the water map was on screen. About once a year, like the.
I think once a year the map can be used.
Or either like a certain path will open up once a year. So it's not really that it's unavailable. You just gotta find it. I don't know. Isn't like an easier way once a year or something like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Because the magical beast helped them through it.
Yeah, I think spoilers, that way with the magical beast is every year, but the actual way that
I think it's the other way. I think the way the Mandarin found it was like a once a year thing. That's why there was a specific date that they were gonna go. Because he said we have to go in 3 days and we're doing this.
No, I think that's because it was every 10 years and he was waiting for it. You know what I mean?
I don't know, maybe.
He said he had been waiting a long time.
I think the magical beast dude like can just find it.
Because if that were the case, why wouldn't he have done this a year earlier? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Maybe.
Unless the Mandarin got blipped.
No, maybe he needed... Didn't he need their pendants? To bring open that map? Maybe he knew the map existed.
Okay.
And knew that there was a specific time that it's open, but he just didn't know where to go because he needed the map. So he got the gems reveal the map.
But he knew where Shang-Chi was the whole time, so he could have went after him earlier. Like, anytime he wanted. He always knew where he was.
I don't know. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, so I don't know.
The chicken pig can go in at any time. That's what I think, too.
No, they put a time limit. Even the chicken pig said there was a certain time, remember?
Just the fact that it had to be quick with it, I suppose.
No,
like,
remember
they wanted it immediately.
They said the path wasn't open yet. Remember they had to wait there for a minute? Like,
yeah.
He was like, no, it's still not open.
Like, I think he can find that any time, but to get it perfect, it's like, okay, we just need to mate, like, a couple minutes, and then we can do it. Otherwise, we have to mate, like, another... 15, 20, 30 minutes. I don't know. That's what I feel like it is.
God damn it. You're going to make me see this fucking movie again.
Yeah. Okay. We'll come back next week after we watch the movie again.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind seeing it again. It was really good. It's just annoying that I can't remember so many little details about it. Now that we're actually talking about it, you know what I mean? I don't remember any of that.
All right.
Okay.
And other news.
Yeah. Other quick news. Alan Wake is getting a remastered version.
Fucking Tai Chi scenes already 4 times. What the fuck?
Four times?
All right,
Jesus
so
Christ.
Whatever he says is fact now.
Okay, I'm not even going to question you anymore. I didn't know you've seen it 4 times. I'm going to shut up now.
He also says Soul Stakes is considered a success by sale numbers, which is, I think I heard it reached, or it has not reached yet, but it's getting close to reaching Soul Calibur 2, Soul Calibur 1 records.
Yeah, but see, you know, here's the thing about companies.
It's not quite there.
Companies don't always look at sales. They also look at growth. And that's the saddest thing. Like, sometimes things don't grow fast enough, and they don't make more of it.
That's,
you know what I mean? Because it doesn't.
Said. Like, go on.
That was too good of a one. I'm kind of mad at you for that one being as good as it was, you motherfucker. Anyway, you're a fucking asshole for throwing me off with that one. Alan Wake remake coming remastered for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One. PlayStation and Epic Game Stores, Nintendo is decidedly left out again. It took them fucking a year or 2 years to get Alan Wake the first time, so that's kind of a burn. But anyway. Yeah, this game was really cool, and I wanted to play more of it. I only played a little bit of it.
I've seen a little bit. It looked cool, but nothing I would try.
It was good enough they got a remaster.
I know,
not
true.
Not many games get that.
So if you missed it, how many years? When did I come out?
It's 2010.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude, I really like that game, too. I just didn't get a chance to play more of it. But anyway, yeah.
I feel like that game just came out a couple of years ago, and it's a big thing.
I know, bro.
I was feeling that way
when you said something about Avatar being old school, and I was like, wow.
I know, right?
But, yeah, so anyway, Alan Wake Remaster is on its way. I don't think there's an actual release date yet, but it is going to be out soon. I think later this year. So, yeah, keep your eyes open for that. Other news real quick. Marvel's put out more Spider-Man and Captain America NFTs. You can buy them directly from VV. What is this fucking VVO? I still don't get this NFT shit, bro. I don't know that I would pay what Marvel's charging for this fucking picture. I'm tripping out, man. I understand how it works on paper. But I'm like, I don't understand why people are buying it still. I know you could hoard it and it might be worth something, but how do you know? Like, what if it's not worth shit? Like,
that's exactly what everyone's struggling with NFTs. People are like, interested in it. Like, this shit sounds cool, but like, but what are we actually gonna do with it? What is this even really worth? Like, is this even worth it in the end?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm gonna let it sit in a vault, and it may be worth something to my kids.
Maybe,
but maybe not.
It's like, but in a way, it's kind of like Bitcoin because it's kind of encrypted in some type of Bitcoin encryption, like whatever encryption security that Bitcoin has. That's what they're putting over these. these images and all that.
See, I understand the value. I told you, I get it on paper. That's why you want it, because no one can steal it from you. I get that. But is it worth having? Just because it's sealed doesn't mean it's worth having. You know what I mean? I guess that's what I'm saying. Like,
but it's
you
like
can put a gift wrap box or a limited edition air seal wrap on any video game. Does it make it worth money?
People compare this to like trading cards, you know, like sports cards and all that, Pokemon cards and all that. It's like, it's a piece of paper with some art on it. You know, like, why is it worth so much?
I hadn't quite thought of it that way, but that's pretty interesting.
And this is a way to look at it, too. It's like, it's a digital thing. Yeah, it's just a digital thing that's encrypted. Okay, who cares, you know? But, like, I don't know. If people say, oh, this shit's valuable for some reason, it's valuable for some reason.
Or, you know, I guess if they stop making Captain America comics tomorrow, you know?
Maybe. Yeah,
like, I could see how this could, be a thing. But, like Marvel's too greedy to stop making Captain America comics. So, like, I don't see how this is ever going to become a thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
let me throw you another NFT story that I had, actually.
Tell me. Yeah, let's talk about it.
So, someone made some loot. So, some dude, he's, into, D&D and shit like that. He created a list, just a list of items, right? Just some text, I think, right?
Okay.
And he put, four or five different items on this list and then, you know, made it into an NFT.
Okay.
And he called it a bag. Pretty much like a loot bag, right? And then he just gave it away. He made 8,000 of these, right? And he sold off 7,777 of these. He released them, and all he asked for was just pay me whatever it costs to transfer this to you. Pretty much, it's all you got to pay me.
Hmm.
And so, who knows how much that cost? Maybe a couple of bucks, whatever, right? And then in these bags will be different random items. For example, one bag has something called a dive or a divine hood, a gold ring, a hard leather armor, and a wand. Now these loot bags, people are selling them for thousands of dollars.
Because it was a limited release.
Just because it was a limited release.
Oh, I see.
But what does this actually do, though?
Nothing. Oh, okay. I see your point on how you could drive it up, though. That's crazy.
Yeah. Now people just made this shit worth something, right, all of a sudden now, right? The guy that invented this is he has no real end goal for this. He just wants to see what people are going to do with this. He's he's going to help guide it, but there's no game to it, nothing like that. He just wants to see what people are. It's kind of just an experiment to him. He still has 1,111 of them, right? So, don't know what he's going to do with those yet. But if people want them, he probably can make some money off of it now, right? Now that people put these at a certain value now.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, though, people want to make this into some type of game or something like that. But it's too expensive to do that right now because people are selling these things for $1,000 now. It's who wants to fucking buy into this game that people don't even know what it is yet for over $1,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even more than that, right? So the guy actually went ahead and made some synthetic loot that exists now, but it's less expensive and it's unlimited. So it's not really worth anything compared to those other items, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now people are based off all that, people have made different arts for it. People have made websites, guilds. So if anyone has a certain item, if you came up with a crown item, then you can be part of this guild because you have a crown. And
I see what
that,
you're saying.
That's going to be something. I don't know. People are just coming up with shit right now.
I mean, rules. Dude, the more we spitball, the more it's going to take one person who is actually into business that hears one of our ideas and says, doing it.
Right. All they need is some website, some game off of this, somewhere where these people can use these items in some way and do something with it. What is it going to be, though? No one knows.
Hey, AJ, check this out. I just realized something. So I only looked at the Captain America NFTs when I did this article.
Uh-huh.
But I just realized the Amazing Spider-Man ones are not of an image like this. They're of the comic book cover. And so knowing that, can you Google Amazing Spider-Man number one? And I'll show you why this could end up being worth a gang of money in just next year, millions of dollars. So an NFT about the cover of Amazing Spider-Man 1. And this image is locked now, right?
I typed it all weird, but
let's see what comes up. Work.
Is it this one?
Yep, click it.
Okay.
Do you realize how this could be worth a lot of money?
Through NFT?
Mm-hmm. Because now Marvel has NFT'd this fucking comic.
Oh,
cover.
Okay. So the fact that the Fantastic Four is on here, and you always mention this too, and this how you want this to happen.
This exact moment, exactly. And this is Spider-Man number one. If this fucking moment happens in the movie,
mm-hmm.
this shit is going to be worth thousands and thousands and thousands of
maybe
dollars.
Hundreds of thousands even.
Maybe
right?
Even hundreds of thousands. Maybe a million. Maybe. Who knows? Because, like, basically, now I just thought about it as you were talking about it right now. I'm like, damn, this really pushes the comic book game up because, like, you know, right now you have to have a comic book to have to get the value of that image, right? Mm-hmm. But now they're trying to transfer it by locking the image. Like, so people can't just fucking use this too easily anymore like they used to. You can't put this on a shirt now, right?
Yeah.
It's NFT'd, right? You're not supposed to put this on a shirt anymore?
No, not like NFTs. There's no law does not really recognize the contract of an NFT yet. So people can still do it. But the fact that there's a digital thing that exists out there that says, hey, this belongs to someone, that's what makes it valuable in some way. It's like a Charizard card. It's worth a lot to somebody, right? Put it on a shirt, no one cares. So I feel like NFTs are kind of that thing. Like, if you have this actual data that says this is your thing, that's worth something. But that same image somewhere else, like, eh, that's not behind an NFT lock thing. Who cares? But you have the NFT code thing. That's what's worth the money. That's kind of what it is.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is why people keep getting confused. Like, what the fuck is an NFT? Like, it's kind of, it's really hard to wrap your brain on, like, why is this even a thing?
Yeah. And yeah, it's, like I said, I keep saying, I get it on paper, but like I don't really get it.
Exactly,
like you said, wrapping my brain around is hard. But yeah, but you know,
it is cause even I'm not like 100% sure like the shit I'm saying is correct. But like that's what I've been hearing from like other like things I've been hearing about NFTs is like, you know, it's not recognized by anybody honestly. But like it's a digital thing that people like care about,
and people can't hack it. I guess that's the main value of it is that you can't hack it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Or potentially you can't. Right.
For now.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can't hack it. That's true. All right. Yeah. Damn. All right, man. A little NFT with unfocused explanation there, guys. Enjoy. Okay. Other quick news. You ever? Okay. So the Cowboy Bebop live action, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's gonna be a show coming out later this fall, I believe. Oh shit! Is it this month?
We're in September. I think.
Is it November?
I think it's November. I feel like it's November.
Okay. Yeah. So not yet. But you know, we're very close approaching the Cowboy Bebop live action adaptation, which will either be amazing or people are gonna bitch the fuck about it. But you know, we're pretty hyped for it. But something very interesting is they're doing spread out. You know, what do they call it?
Spread Eagles.
Connected media. When they put out other things that are tied to it, they're putting out a novel.
Oh shit! A novel.
A prequel novel.
Oh okay.
And I'm guessing this novel will basically be the equivalent of the flashbacks we get in the anime. Of like Spike, you know, being a thug.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, so this novel is coming out.
Okay.
It's called a comic. It's called,
okay, good. I was like, Cowboy it's a Bebop. Novel, I'm not gonna read this shit, but okay. It's a comic, I'm down.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a comic. Yeah, Cowboy Bebop, the comic series. And it's gonna follow a never before seen adventure from the anime. And here's the controversial thing, because we've never seen this story yet. Anyone who's ever seen Cowboy Bebop needs to know this story, and you know, we've got a lot of theories about what happened here, but it's called Cowboy Bebop, a Syndicate Story, Red Planet Requiem. And you know what that makes me think, AJ? They're gonna fucking tell us about Spike, Julia, and Vicious.
Okay, yeah,
which we don't fucking know what happened there. Like, we really, like, you can see all the flashbacks.
What was the name of that first episode?
The first one is called Jupiter. No, not Jupiter Jazz. Mars. Something about Mars, right? Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah, it sounds like the same name. Like, I feel like that title sounds familiar.
Red Planet Requiem?
Yeah, or something Requiem.
Well, there is an episode that has Requiem in it.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm thinking of that.
But yeah, man. Red Planet Requiem. It's about him as a fucking mafia guy. And I'm like, shit, man, this is what we always wanted to see. And so I wonder how involved the writer is with it, you know? The guy who wrote the fucking the actual anime. He's involved with the show hardcore for sure. Mm-hmm. But but I don't know how involved he is with this book. So I'm wondering, is this gonna be a good thing? I think this book will tell us if the fan base is gonna fuck with this or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because they're like, either people
I
are gonna
feel
be like
if it's a brand new story and if it comes from like the origin and all that, the creator and all that, like, I think people will fuck with it for sure.
That's true.
As long as it's not gonna break the current story like they know right now in the anime, I think people will get Asteroid Blues, says Tai Chi, the first episode. So never
Asteroid
mind.
Asteroid Blues. Yeah. But there is a Requiem. There's an episode of something Requiem.
Yeah.
I just don't remember what it is.
Yeah, so I wonder. Maybe it's connected to that. Maybe it is like the last episode or some shit, or the story where we see Vicious and Julie for the first time, and they don't give us those details. Maybe it connects to that. Maybe that's why it's similar.
Maybe that's
in
it.
Title.
I'm gonna have to look it up. I'm gonna do some research after this episode for sure. But yeah, I mean, let's keep your eyes open for this comic, Cowboy Bebop: The Red Planet Syndicate. Syndicate. A Red Planet story. It's so fucking confusing. But that's it. Keep your eyes open for that if you want to get a little grasp on this world before it comes out.
Yeah, and then just to go more unfocused, because that's what we do here, right? Because Tai Chi in chat said something blues for the first episode, Ashley Blues. The word blues reminded me of a Kool G rap song that I'm looking up now because I haven't heard in forever. Ill Street Blues.
Nice.
I haven't heard that song in forever. I was like, he said that. I was like, Ill Street Blues, man. I haven't heard that song in forever.
That's a good one.
I know. Anyways, thank you. Random random fact right there. Unfocused.
Other quick piece of news. Transformers, the original show. It's almost like it was done for Danny's honor, man. I'm sad. Transformers, the original series, is on YouTube for free now, officially. Not just some random person putting it up. It's actually put on YouTube, so you can watch the old school animated Transformers series on YouTube.
That's cool. On YouTube too. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, that's fucking dope. I'm like, that's cool, because you know, for me, I think you know, AJ, you guys kind of got me into Transformers. I didn't really know shit about
Transformers. It's mostly Wags that's into, Transformers. I mean, actually, Wags is right here.
Yeah, but I mean, Wags in chat. What's up, Wags? But, you know, just all you guys, you know, like, you guys were all kind of into it at the time, and you guys all knew a little bit more about it than I did, and I felt like it really kind of, like, wanted me to get into it. And I was always mad I couldn't watch the old one. Like, you know, I didn't want to watch the whole thing. I just wanted to watch a few episodes. But they didn't have it nowhere, you know. I wasn't gonna buy a fucking $150 box set for some whack shit I don't really want to finish, you know. But like, I like that it's on YouTube because it can get you into the culture and into the spirit. Yeah. And now when you watch that Netflix show or when you watch Beast Wars, you kind of get where they're coming from with it, you know. Yeah, and like, the story connects better.
Still haven't watched that season two.
I'm scared, man, because everyone's mad about it. Like, everyone's mad about the voices. You're talking about the Beast Kingdom one, right?
I haven't seen it. I'm just saying, like, I haven't seen whatever after the first season.
Oh, you didn't even see second season?
No, I haven't seen that.
Dude, everyone's bitching about the third season because I guess the Beast Wars characters are in it and they changed all the voices and people fucking hate
people gotta
voices.
Calm down.
Dude, that's what I said too. And then I heard one of them. I was like, oh, that's really wrong. Like, I didn't even love Beast Wars like that. I just watched a little bit of it. Mm. But I knew, I'm like, that's not how that character sounds at all. And you guys didn't even try, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, when people try to sound like Kenshin in the dub or whatever. I'm like, you guys didn't even try. You guys made up a new character. And that's what it kind of feels like. And I think that's why people are pissed.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Chibi Wags or Wags says, let's go see the original animated 86 movie in theaters for 2 days only.
I'm going to give you the Bison answer. No,
there's too much rock music in that shit.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I know people love that movie, but like, I try to watch it, and it's not like a music video to me, man. I'm sorry.
It's fucking funny, 80s music, too. I mean, I've never tried to watch it. I might try to watch it, but I don't want to try to watch it in a theater. Because I don't want to fucking
just the
not,
right amount, he says.
I don't want to try to not. I want to not fuck around and not get my money back. You know what I mean? Like, if I don't like it.
We can just borrow it from you.
Yeah,
now you have it.
We'll screen it in here, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. So I guess that's all I wanted to say about Transformers. It's going to be on YouTube. You guys can watch it right now on YouTube. AJ, news?
There's rumors going around.
I heard a rumor
saying that Nintendo, you know, right now to Nintendo, if you have a Switch and you have the Nintendo Online, you get access to NES and Super NES games for free. It's got to download the app real quick within, you know, the game from the eShop or whatever, I suppose. And then you get access to games, and they come out with games randomly now. They might add some new NES games once in a while. Rumor right now is that Game Boy and Game Boy Color games may be coming pretty soon in the same fashion. So there may be a new app pretty soon. That would be cool. Get some old school Game Boy. I can finally go and play...
Golden Sun?
No, that's advanced. Yeah. Play freaking Super Mario Land 2, 6 Golden Coins. I've been wanting to stream that. I've been saying this for years. But there's a complex way for me to stream it legitly through a GameCube. And my GameCubes have not been working lately with the Game Boy Advance player and all that. But if it's on the Switch, I can just plug the Switch right into the HDMI shit and it works, right? So that's one thing I would be excited for. And just playing Super Mario Land just in general would be cool.
That's a good game.
Yeah.
That's a good game.
And then what else is on Game Boy from back in the day that's freaking fun?
Paperboy, right?
Paperboy. That was a Game Boy.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I like that one. Kirby's Dream Land.
Dream Land. But
I think you can
Tetris.
Get that on the Switch now, right?
Link's Awakening? Was that Game Boy?
Oh, yeah. Link's Awakening. Yeah. That's right.
There's that. You can play the original like that. So that would be cool. Pokemon, like Red and Blue, would be cool to play on there. I know they're available in some other fashion right now, but that'd be cool too. Look out for that. It may happen, may not, who knows. It's a rumor going around right now, but it's a good rumor. That would be pretty dope because right. People have been wanting a way to play those games again in some fashion, because there's no actual other way other than I don't know other ways, you know.
All right, so there's going to be a Batman audio drama, right? You know, which, you know, a lot of people try to make audio dramas and like, meh, I don't care, right? But HBO Max is doing this one. So I'm like, I don't really know what that means.
How are you going to do this?
Yeah, so this is what I'm thinking, man. I'll tell you what I want it to be, and then I'll tell you what I think they're actually going to do. Because people are really trying hard to make this audio drama shit happen. I think it'll be moving stills of characters doing stuff as the scenes go by.
Yeah.
That'd be cool, right? That's what I want them to be doing.
Right.
What I think it's actually going to be is we're going to get a blank screen that just says Batman, the audio drama, and we're just going to hear people fucking talking.
I want it like that because it's an audio drama for a reason, because you're only supposed to use your ears. You don't need any visual for it. But
that's cool, but I'm like, but why put it on HBO fucking Max?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's going to go to HBO Max, though.
No, it is
going to go on
HBO
Max.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's dumb.
That's my whole point. This is an HBO Max original. This is happening. And so I don't know what they're going to do with it. That's what I'm saying. I'm praying for the moving stills, at least, to show Batman, like, doing this, and then, like, somebody's narrating or talking as Batman, and then show another still, like, maybe him blocking Catwoman's kick or something, you know?
What I want it to be, I was trying to think in my head, like, what does this? Because I know something does like this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Super Smash Brothers, by the way, Ultimate on the Switch right now, it's like a jukebox mode where you can listen to all the music that exists in Super Smash Brothers Ultimate from all those games, right? And once you open this part in the game, and you're in within the game, right, and you choose your music, there's a sleep mode that turns off the screen. But you can, you know, still listen to the music through your Switch.
That's cool. I like that.
Maybe HBO Max will do something like that, where you can open the HBO Max, you know, app on your phone and then start playing that. And then you can just close the app and the audio will keep on playing.
You know what, AJ? If that's what they're doing with it, that would be fucking cool.
That would be cool, yeah.
I could respect that, because at least I could, like, put something on and not have this bright-ass light in the background.
Yeah.
Getting my attention anyway, which the whole point is not to be looking at it.
Yeah.
So, you know, okay. If that's what they're doing, I'd like that.
That'd
be okay
cool
with that, yeah.
Now, I'm thinking now, too, if they do this, if that's the plan and this is successful, what if they start going to podcasts and all that, too?
Oh, that could be good for us, huh?
Or it could be good for HBO Max. So maybe they can release some. Because right now there's a lot of podcasts been coming out lately that are like about TV shows, like behind the scenes. Like, for example, the one I've been listening to recently is Office Ladies. It's two of the actresses from The Office who are going breaking down every single episode. Every week they break down a new episode. And they're going in order too. And some other people I've noticed have caught on to that. I think Community is doing that.
Well, Nickelodeon too. Remember we talked about it a few weeks ago.
Yeah, Avatar is doing that right now, right?
Where Korra and Zuko talk about Avatar each episode one by one.
Exactly. So what if HBO did some shit like that where they got their actors and actresses to come back, talk about, you know, what are some HBO classics?
That's a good point, AJ.
And I know there's a lot. I can't think of any of them right now, but like I know there are some of those.
No, you're definitely right. That could be
the only one I could think of right now is like Game of Thrones. Like, you know, what if they brought them back? You know, what if they brought back to the writers and all that, and talk about how they made a horrible choice.
Oh, my God. They'll never come back.
Oh, man. Anyways.
Yeah, man. Oh, that's a pretty cool point you make,
though. Tai Chi says, I can already do this with the hacked YouTube app. Yeah, one thing that sucks about YouTube, they used to allow this back in the day, but now they don't. YouTube, back in the day, used to allow you to close your phone, turn off your phone, but keep the YouTube video running in the background. They don't allow that anymore. They block you from that, and they have it behind a paywall now. So if you're paying for the YouTube Premium, then you can go ahead and open a YouTube video, and then you start playing it, and then turn off the phone, but the audio will still be playing from that video. I would love for that to be a thing, because I listen to a bunch of like random news on YouTube, and I no point in watching it. You know, kind of like this podcast. You don't need to watch this podcast. It's on YouTube, yeah, but, I mean, but you don't need to watch it.
We have fun little visuals here and there, just yeah. But you don't need.
But you don't need to watch it, yeah.
You know, it's funny. If you have an Android, which is a little fun thing, you get some of the YouTube Red perks without even fucking having YouTube Red. I can shrink the Android window and still fucking do all this shit while the video's in the background. Isn't that fucking crazy?
What I can do...
Without Red, by the way. That's with me without having YouTube.
Oh, no, I can't
Red.
Do that with YouTube. Never mind. With Twitch, you can do that.
Oh, that's cool.
Anyone while watching Twitch on their mobile right now, you can close the phone and just listen to us on the podcast. I recommend doing that. Actually, we start saying this in the beginning of the show, but I definitely want people to be gaming while listening to us. Have us on the side window.
That's true.
And go play some fucking FPSs or some fucking Soul Calibur, some Tekken on the side, you know? Let us know what's going on in your matches. Fucking bitch to us.
Man, now you're making me feel like we should...
Salt Rage in the chat right now while you're playing your games. That would be cool.
Now you're making me feel like we should just rename this podcast, like, you know, Talking to Game 2. Or something like that, you know?
What, talking
like,
what?
Talking to Game 2.
Talking to Game 2.
That'd be great.
I kind of want people to be like, always wanted that to be kind of a thing, that because that's what I do when I listen to podcasts. And I listen to podcasts.
Same.
I'm either driving or I'm gaming something, you know, easy.
Same.
Not so story driven, you know.
Same. I love reviews and podcasts while I'm gaming.
Yeah.
Because I can take in parts of what they're saying and still focus on the game.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
Exactly.
Because this is more meant for your eyes and your mind. For your ears and your mind. Not really so much for your eyes. And you can do other shit with your eyes while listening to us, right? So maybe HBO Max, like if we got some, like, I'm focused, guys. Maybe HBO Max is maybe going, exploring that route, possibly. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah.
I don't know where I was going with any of that. Other news. You want me to drop some news?
Yeah, drop some news, man.
Amiibo cards. So, I was complaining about this, and I was talking about this recently, but those Amiibo cards for Animal Crossing, right? I was looking for them. They finally popped out, right? And Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. You were hunting those fucking things.
Yeah. And Nintendo actually came out later on with a statement saying, like, oh, yeah, we're going to start reprinting those Animal Crossing Series 1 through 4 Amiibo cards, and they're going to be out in early September. And guess when I found mine? Actually, no, I found that in early August. Okay, so this doesn't make sense to me anymore. Anyways, but also they said, though, Animal Crossing series 1 through 4, and I'm here like, what series did I have then? Because I'm not sure what series I had, and you're doing 1 through 4. How many cards in the series? Anyways, through their website, which I have open right here right now, looks like series 1 consists of all of these motherfuckers, which are like, what? So these are characters that...
All your homies.
Yeah, I don't recognize any of these characters from the current Amiibo cards I have right now. Oh, actually, the current Amiibo cards, my bad, those are Sanrio Animal. Those are Hello Kitty cards. So never mind, these are something totally different, which is exciting.
Oh, interesting. You got options now.
So now there's new cards coming out that are giving me more options. So these are going for like $6, and they're going to start putting them out this year. So go look out for these Animal Crossing cards that are Amiibo based. That sounds crazy. What they will do, I have no clue right now, but it's probably something very similar to the previous cards, where like they'll invite a character to your island that you can go and talk to and maybe poach in a way to go stay at your island. I've been looking for a fucking Apollo forever, so if anyone has Apollo or gets an Apollo car, let me know. I am down to have Apollo on my island, and so on, right? But I guess look out for these guys. If you find them, let us know.
All right. I hate to backtrack, but I forgot to mention
That's
one
what
last
we do here, man.
One last thing about that audio drama.
Oh yeah.
The
yeah.
cool thing about it, the voices for the characters was kind of cool. The Riddler.
As it should be.
The Riddler is voiced by John Leguizamo.
Interesting.
Rosario Dawson is voicing Catwoman.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Wright from the What If, the Watcher, is voicing Batman.
I don't know who that is.
The Watcher from What If.
The Watcher. Oh, okay, okay. Oh.
He's the voice of Batman in this in that audio drama. And I was like, that almost made me want to check it out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit.
Actually sounds
that's
pretty cool.
Yeah, I was like, that's a pretty cool cast. Like, I kind of fuck with that, you know? Anyway, I just want to mention that real quick. All right. Other news. You ever seen that show, that movie, The Rocketeer, when you were a kid?
I might have.
It was like, for me, it was like, finally, I was like, this is the closest I'm going to get to an Iron Man movie when I was a kid. Yeah. I'll never forget when I was a kid, I was like, this is Iron Man movie. Right. I was so excited. I was watching it. He's fighting Nazis. It was kind of in the feel of Captain America, but, you know, with Iron Man style shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Disney Plus is making a new movie.
Oh.
About it.
Okay.
It's going to be coming out next year, I believe. And it's going to be live action, and it's, you know, they're going to be changing some things up, I think, story-wise. I don't think they've been clear about the details, but I just love they're doing The Rocketeer. That shit was my shit. Funny thing about The Rocketeer, in the Marvel What If, they wanted to do an episode, What If Captain America and The Rocketeer teamed up.
Interesting.
Because they both fight Nazis.
Oh.
And Disney has Rocketeer. Mm-hmm. So Marvel pitched it, or, you know, whoever's writing the What If show, pitched it to Disney, and if they could use Rocketeer, and Disney said no. And I think it's because of this fucking movie.
They're planning something.
They didn't want them to touch that and put other shit in people's minds. Or make them think that he's part of the MCU. So I'm like, that's fucking interesting how that works out, you know? Yes, I just thought that was
cool. Okay, well, that's cool. I don't remember the movie. I'm pretty sure I feel like I've seen it like when I was younger, but like I don't remember a damn thing about it.
Yeah, all I remember is him flying around and punching motherfuckers and shit.
I just remember him flying.
Other quick news, Pokemon has a team up with Oreo cookies. There's a gang of Oreo cookies.
Is this the new one?
Yeah.
The new email?
No, it's not. It's not good. Oh, yeah, no, it is. It is. I'm sorry. It is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You're right. Sorry.
It's not you.
So, Oreo Cookies has teamed up with Pokemon to feature some cool-ass art on the fucking Oreo cookies.
Oh, you know what? I saw a oh, my God. It was a Bulbasaur Oreo.
Right? I was like, dude, this is crazy. And this is bad because all this is doing is giving people a reason to fucking put this shit in a box.
And I love Oreos.
And put it on the wall and let it get moldy and shit. Like, this is a bad idea, Nintendo. I don't know if you guys should be doing this.
Yo, man, like, this picture right here shows, I see a Pikachu, there's a Squirtle, a Pimplup, Sableye, what the heck, Bulbasaur here, Pikachu, of course. Oh, no, that's Pancham, my bad. Dratini. How do you say Dratini again in KFC, like, way?
Oh, yeah. What was it? Dratini.
Jigglypuff here. Cyndaquil.
Rabidash.
Vulpix. That's the one.
Vulpix.
Charmander's here. Yeah. Lapras.
On top of the ones AJ has named, there's also the classics. Pikachu, Charmander, Squirtle.
Yeah,
I see. They're all there, too. I don't know if there's a number or a limit on them. I don't think they've said. So we could very well be getting... Oh, shit. Is it over 8,000?
Not over 9,000.
It's over!
Oh, my bad. I'm wrong. Over.
It's over 9,000!
No, there's only 800. No, almost 900 Pokemon.
Sorry. Maybe 800 is the number I'm looking at here, and they misprinted. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know if there's a limit to which ones will be. It said Mew will be the hardest one to find.
What? 9,000?
So, apparently, there's a rarity to the fucking to the cookies, too.
That is horrible.
This is a fucking mean-ass move.
Yes.
Fucking very strategic move. Man. I feel like Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones made this move. It's like cutthroat and vicious move that works really well. You know what I mean? Like, wow. So people are going to have to hunt down the Mew because it's the rarest one.
Oh, there's so many possibilities of this shit, though. Like I see this a way of Oreos is making money because people want to find that Mew, right? But now I'm having ideas because this picture right here, which I seen this video recently too, which I didn't put too much thought into it, but someone made an animation with Oreo cookies to kind of show Pokemon battles and all that. Mm. I thought that was pretty cool, whatever. I didn't think about what was going on here.
Oh, shit.
But the fact that there's Pokemon printed on these Oreos means, like, dude, imagine this. Like, we each buy our own packs of Oreos, right? We open them up. Certain Pokemon in there. We choose out the best Pokemon and have a Pokemon battle with our Oreos, dude. That would be so fucking sick.
Why did you say that out loud on the podcast, bro? We could have been viral. That's great. Okay, let's not talk about this anymore because that's a great idea.
We should still do that. You know what? Okay.
It's funny. I was looking for them today. I went to the Target up the street.
Oh, yeah?
And they're not there, but there's a big-ass empty section in the Oreos part. I'm like, they're fucking going right here.
They're already sold out.
Yeah, that was,
empty.
That was the other thing I thought about, too. I was like, maybe it's gone. The only reason I'm having hope that it's not sold
out. I think you're right, because it says right here, cookies will be available nationwide by retailer starting Monday, September 13th.
Oh, I heard I guess they ship September 8th. Oh, yeah, you're right. They ship today.
Okay.
September 13th is when they're available. Yeah, so they're making room for it. Oh, shit. I better be ready for that.
That'd be dope. Okay, so I'm not sure if I should say this or not. I'm not gonna say it.
We'll talk about it later. Write it down, make a note of it. So you don't forget about it. Here. Right there.
Maybe I will say it. I don't think it matters. All right. I don't think I've done anything weird on that thing. We should do a TikTok.
I don't have an account. I don't know much.
I don't have a personal account
either. You have an unfocused one. I'm down. Yeah, we could do that.
There is an unfocused one. I made one while back, and I've done nothing with it. I just grabbed the name just because. I should have grabbed my own name, honestly. I should go make an AJ Twist one.
Damn.
But people, I heard people say like, oh, like, okay, so one of my relatives made a TikTok from the reservation, and he said like he made a video. And like it like blew up. He got like thousands of like likes and everything just for making a random video of him at work on the reservation. And I was like, man, is that easy for TikTok? Like maybe I should do something with the unfocused one that we have. That could be the thing. Us buying the Oreos and just popping them open and having a quick Pokemon battle. I'm pretty sure people will eat that shit up and come check us out. You know,
that's genius. Oh shit.
Damn. Oh man.
All right, here, open your bag. Pick your six. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah.
And you, if it's a type loss, that's how you lose, right?
Oh, that'd be sick,
red
right?
Red versus green, like green loses. Bam, fire wins.
Oh, bring up the next one, bam. Yeah. That'd be a quick way to go about that, too. That's freaking dope.
Oh, man, let's stop talking. Okay, let's talk about something else.
All right, let's move on.
Okay, other news, guys. Damn, that's actually blowing my mind how good that, that is. Okay, other things to talk about. Andrew Garfield still saying he's not in Spider-Man No Way Home. I guess we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's like going further to go out of his way and say it's not happening. I haven't been talked to. Everyone needs to calm down. I don't know, man. I guess we'll see on Christmas Day.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Other quick news.
On Christmas Day, I want to see him tweet, "Merry Christmas, motherfuckers!"
Right? Exactly. Right. For real. Star Wars Halloween is a thing. It's going to be a Lego, the Lego Halloween, which those are pretty fucking funny. Even if you don't like the sequel trilogy or even the prequel trilogy, those kind of suck too. Even if you don't like those, they find fun ways to kind of make fun of them and have a good time with them in the Lego shows. So maybe you guys might want to check out this Lego Halloween one if you're a horror fan at all, especially with that whole Dark Vader hallway scene we had in Rogue One. They might play around with some of that stuff, and I'm kind of interested in watching it just for fun. I've only seen one Lego Star Wars movie, but
Lego Star Wars too. So I mean, it can't be that scary though.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Scary. It's not really scary.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's gonna be appearances from Kylo Ren and, you know, all these guys.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah, so.
I got a quick one real quick. Niantic. So a couple weeks ago, we talked about how Niantic was like, you know, reducing their radius of their Pokestops and all that. People were getting upset over this, right? Like, bring it back, you know, leave it big because, you know, pandemic's still kind of going on right now. You can't be close quarters and all that. It was better like that. All these reasons, right? Niantic went ahead and backed down and be like, all right, cool. You can have your radius bigger back. And so now it's back. So we won, people. Increased Pokestop radiuses are back. We won.
Damn.
Just want to throw it out there because that happened.
The victory is yours. Yeah.
And I got one more story after that.
I only have one more left, too, so that's perfect. Pokemon will finally give away Shiny Celebi and Dada Zarude to U.S. fans. What the fuck is Dada Zarude? Anyway, Pokemon the movie, Secrets of the Jungle, is an animated standalone movie coming out soon, I guess, right? And because of that, there's going to be a Shiny Celebi, which is pink instead of green. It was only available on Pokemon Go for the event. This is for Pokemon Go, by the way.
Okay, yeah. Shiny Celebi is pink.
And whatever this Dada Zarude is, it's something where it's a cape. Oh, it's a variant of Zarude, and I don't know who Zarude is. But
let me see it. Is there a picture of it? I think it's one of the Sword and Shield. I can't remember the name of the Sword and Shield legendaries.
Fuck, no, there's not a picture of it.
Okay, never mind. Don't worry about it.
But yeah, these things will be available.
Some other mystical Pokemon.
Yeah. Yeah, one of these mystical motherfuckers, exactly. yeah, they're giving them away because of this whole Pokemon Jungle anime that's coming out. Or is it a manga? I don't know. There's a new Pokemon Jungle.
I think it's a movie.
Okay, it's a movie. Yeah, so in tendency with that, they're giving them away. You guys should check out for the Pokemon Company will be giving it away themselves, too. Mm. And it's an email thing, so you gotta kind of...
Oh.
Yeah, so you kind of gotta look into their... Yeah, I'm not really clear on how they're doing it. I was trying to read this article carefully, and I feel like they're not purposely being not very clear about it. But there'll be emails. You'll get two codes. sent to your email directly, one for Shiny Celebi and the other one for Dada Zardae, which is Zardae wearing a cape. And yeah, it's a Sword and Shield Pokemon, it says.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you want that mystery code, you better hook up with the Pokemon company. This starts...
I think they do that sometimes too. That if you are in their email list, sometimes they'll put out codes in their emails that you can go ahead and put them into like the Pokemon mystery gift shit. Or maybe I think the Pokemon app, the what is it called? Pokemon Home, has a thing you could do that too.
All right. Yeah, that's dope. Okay, last piece of news here, AJ.
Which pill do you want, T? Red or the blue pill?
You know what? I thought the blue pill was going to be the weak one, and I thought that was the cooler trailer, and I feel like it tells us more about the story.
Mm.
Let's go blue.
I'm not going to play any videos right now, though. You guys can go do that on your own. but if you want to go choose a pill, the website is thechoiceisyours.whatisthematrix.com.
Yeah,
and this will give you a teaser. Actually, tomorrow, after this episode, actually, the actual trailer will come out tomorrow, I believe, right?
Yeah, but if you want to be ahead of the curve and be cool, and because these things aren't even on YouTube. You can't look these things up on YouTube. I tried. Trust me. You have to get them right here on this website that it just told you about, the choiceisyours.whatisthematrix.com. And you can click between two teaser trailers, one for a red pill, one for a blue pill.
Yeah.
Red pill is narrated by Red pill is narrated by Morpheus. Blue pill is narrated by an agent, is what it sounds like. Which the agent is going to be played by Neil Patrick Harris.
Okay.
I guess we don't know he's an agent, but they said he's one of the bad guys.
Okay.
So I'm assuming he's a fucking agent.
That sounds cool.
And Morpheus played by Yahya Mateen Abdul, the guy who's both Black Manta and Candyman, you know, the actor.
Okay.
He's now the lead in this Matrix movie, which a lot of people believe he might be a version of Morpheus.
Oh, okay.
And that's why he's talking in the red one, like asking you what is real and shit like that, because he's kind of like taking Morpheus's role. And if you see in the end of one of the teasers, dude, it looks like he's being constructed digitally. So I wonder if the
I gotta watch this again, because I was just blown away by like what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on.
I think the reason why these are not on YouTube too is because there's a specific mechanic that happens that I'm not sure if we should spoil it or not. I'm not sure if you noticed.
Oh, I did. I noticed it hours after it happened. I was like, huh, that thing had the exact time that I looked at.
Yeah.
And I was tripping out. I was like, nah, I'm tripping. And then I looked it up just because it kept bugging my mind. I'm like, it's doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
It is doing that.
So it tells you the actual time in the actual middle of the teaser, which is pretty dope. So I think you have to go to the website specifically so that can work. I think it's because it's either checking the current time digitally over the internet and then giving you a certain video. I'm not sure if it's editing the video right then and there and like doing some voiceover.
I think it's pre-recorded.
Or maybe they have frickin' how many hours?
I think that's what it is. All the times, all the minutes. I think it's all and all the hours. I think it's them.
Hey Siri, how many minutes are in a day?
One day is 1,440 minutes.
So that means they have 1,440 freaking videos. No, they did that twice because there's two pills.
But you can decrease it by only saying 17 and saying 20, 20, 20, 30, like 21 time and then repeating it.
No, but if there's 30. An actual video where it specifically says that, they need one video for every minute. Because it also says AM and PM as well.
Oh, shit. Damn, that's crazy. I didn't even think about it.
I didn't
realize it said AM and PM. That's crazy. Oh,
so if it doesn't do it like that there's a specific video for every single like minute, then that means they've done something where they can interrupt the video to have something play out and show the time and say the actual words of the time and then continue on with the time. So that was the thing I was blown away by. I was like, wow, how do they do this time thing?
See, I thought they just pre-recorded it, but even that's crazy now you tell me.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's nuts. Oh, man, I can't wait to see this movie. Hopefully it's good. It sounds like it's going to be good.
This teaser makes it fucking hype, but let's see. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Real quick, I said last news, but one last news. Rick and Morty, real quick.
Yeah.
I thought this shit was just a fucking joke. I refused to check this out for days. I heard about this, and I was like...
Even I saw it. I saw, like, at least the little teaser.
Well, the thing is, I thought it was just a clip for fun. You know, I thought that they were just putting this out just
like
for fun.
Like someone may like, look at this. This is funny, right?
Yeah, like a company, like the Rick and Morty guys got two actors that were famous and just had them do this just for like a promotion for the new season. Because there's a new season out right now.
Mm.
So that's what I thought this was. And then AJ pointed out to me so keenly when I actually saw the trailer they're making this fucking live action Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
And this is extra funny because Doc Brown is who Rick is based off of.
That's funny, yeah.
And they actually got the actor that plays Doc Brown to play Rick.
Yeah,
that's
Christopher
fucking
Lloyd.
Double meta. Yeah, I'm like, I love it, man. That's just
that,
fucking
that was pretty sick too. I saw that. I was like, that's awesome. So is this supposed to be like, I'm getting like Simpson, you know, 3D world vibes here where like something happens in the show where they end up in this live action world. Is that what's going on, or is this specifically a one-off?
No, I looked it up. This is Rick and Morty live action done by Adult Swim. Now, it might be a mini series. It may not be a full thing.
Okay.
But it's happening.
I'm wondering, like, is this going to be connected to the actual cartoon, or...
No, it seems like it's its own universe.
Thing?
Yeah, like,
okay.
That's what it seems like. Just from the teaser, I mean, I don't know, obviously.
Because I know they did all the universe and stuff. I would have liked it to be like the Simpsons thing where, like, remember the Simpsons? Homer went to this 3D world. He was 3D. And that was a big thing for a long time.
I know. That was dope. Yeah,
like,
I
thought they were going to do something like that here.
Yeah, I feel like it may be more like what Marvel was hinting that was true, which is not true anymore, that they are one reality in the cartoons universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Marvel debunked that, right? They said they took that back. Because remember before they said that the movies was Earth 099999 or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
But they took that back. They said the movies are their own multiverse now. And I'm like, it's kind of sad. I feel like they had more potential when it was part of their multiverse. But, you know, whatever. They have a plan, I guess.
Yeah, so. I guess. We'll see what happens with that. And we'll see what happens with this Rick and Morty thing, too. Which I need to go watch someday.
Yeah. Power on Focus Week. What do you think, man? What you got?
I got to go, too, right now. So as soon as it's over, we're out. Stream's done. But
no after show, guys. Nah. Sometimes we have a little fun after show. It's not happening.
Yeah, not happening right now. But more Digimon, right?
Digimon for sure.
Digimon for sure. I mean, I got no other real like ideas of things to do right now.
Okay.
My 3D printer's been broken for a little bit. I fixed it, so I might go back and start printing some more 3D printed shit. I want to remake my, speaking of Digimon too, right?
I was going to say, if you can make me one of those.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'll just take an old one. I don't even care.
Yeah, no, I want to remake this because apparently I made it upside down. So I want to make more of these. And yeah, just for like maybe for us too. I'll make one for each of us.
That'd be cool.
So because we're planning to maybe go to our tournament in the future, right?
Yeah, I really want to. I feel like Danny would want us to win a fucking tournament.
Right,
bro.
I know.
We gotta
right?
fucking do that.
So
shit.
We gotta do that at least for him, right?
Yeah.
So I'm down to do that. And I don't know. I've been looking for fucking Pokemon Elite Trainer boxes because I want to get one for my niece.
Oh, nice. Then, get her in early.
Yeah, and actually get her like one of those big boxes that exists right now. And these Elite Trainer boxes come with like energies and like pieces to play the game and a bunch of just random boosters. So you can start building your own deck or, you know, something based off that, right? So I want to do that. And I don't know, maybe a box would be cool for her? I don't know. I'm not
that
even sure she'll
dope.
Be that into it though, right?
You never know, man.
Like, I want to give her like a whole care bag. Like, here's some sleeves. Here's a folder just for your collectibles. Here's, like, I want to do that to see if she wants to get into it.
As soon as she likes it, then you get that shit. Give her the starter thing first and then see if she loves it. Then fucking hit her with all this shit.
Maybe it's something like that, right?
She's your family. Yeah. She'll probably like it.
Yeah.
All right. And, all right, so that's 8 days on Focus Week. You know what I didn't say about my past in Focus Week? I was fucking hunting Lilithmon, and it was a bitch, because I was going to get her. I bought one, and then I was like, I could have bought three at the time, and I was like, nah, it's just $45. Fuck that. And I was like, I'll find it somewhere else. And I looked around like, shit, you can't find it anywhere else. And then I went back to the store to get the other two, and guess what? They were fucking gone. I was like, son of a bitch. So I had to buy a bunch of packs, didn't get it. I bought like six packs, didn't get it. I bought a box. Got the variant, but only one. So I still need one more Lilithmon. So my focus week will be trying to find that last Lilithmon and hopefully not paying fucking...
Telling you guys, trade in the ones you're not using.
I know. I'm going to do that.
You're and right. then use that so you're just not wasting money on this. Like that's what I've been doing, and I've been happy doing that.
You're
so
right. I'm going to do that this week. I think that's part of my focus week. I'm going to trade in my cards.
So
you
just pull up whatever you're just not... Put them in sleeves and shit so they look good. And then, like, spring, like, hey, I'm interested in trading this shit.
No, I actually already have them. All the ones in my book, like, all those. My holos, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, actually, that's a good idea. Okay. Yeah, so that's part of my unfocused week. Otherwise, I want to watch more of that show, Outer Banks, which I really like. It's pretty cool. I really think
Watch more Finish Hunter for me. Finish or watch the third Evangelion movie.
Hey, what do you think about Periston?
What's that?
In Hunter x Hunter, Periston.
Who's that?
Full with the rat with the shiny suit, the Zodiac.
Oh, he's kind of sneaky, you know?
I feel like he's secretly fucking powerful, bro. I think he's quiet about it.
Well, they all have to be powerful, right?
See, we don't really know. They say that we do know they all have to have a certain level of power.
Yeah.
We don't know how far that power is because, like, some of them are not as strong.
It reminds
me
of Demon Slayer. All those, you know, they look like normal dude, but you know they're fucking strong now, right?
Demon Slayer took that from Hunter.
So that's the vibes I'm getting. I think they're all powerful in some way because otherwise, why would they be chosen to be, you know, part of this huge council, right?
Yeah.
So.
And, well, there's more too. I can't wait till you finish this. We could have a long Hunter talk. We might have to make that a separate video. But, all right. Anything else on Focus Week, KJ?
That's about it. Maybe help Wags with this thing he's talking about in chat. Yeah. But, I don't know. Yeah, that's about it.
Right.
Soul Calibur this weekend, as usual, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a double. I'm trying to get out of it. I can't promise, but hopefully I will.
Yeah.
Unfocused.
Unfocused,
Danny,
guys.
Thank you for being with us and being part of Unfocused.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to put out some tweets about that too, and I'm going to have some fun leaks to some videos we've had with DJ from like back in the day that's on our YouTube channels and all that, so I'll just share that and it says memories and all that.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, we out, guys.
Don't forget, this is a Collision 28 production. We're live on twitch.tv/collision28 every Thursday.
Also, you can always catch us on youtube.com/unfocusedpodcast to see rebroadcasting of these episodes. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe there as well.
Also, Twitter, you can message us at unfocused28. We also give you updates when the show starts. Instagram at Unfocused Podcast. Subscribe, you know, like.
You can subscribe to our podcast show, The Auto Version, on Apple Podcasts, or just get more information about that on collision28.com.
Or if you have any comments or things you want us to talk about, or maybe things that you feel we missed in the past, email us on unfocusedpodcast@gmail.com.
Show next week.
It's over!
Don't forget to subscribe!